This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crisp. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. And I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different.
This will be Wild Lines 30. Take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
He said, cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's right.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it.
Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but it's, now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratch off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
A real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust? It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that.
Once again.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
Cut it.
It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about
it. All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
The Don and Mike Show. Did you wash your ass today? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, Don. You did promise today the top 10 list. Oh, hold on. Before that, let me just mention. I know you hit this at the beginning of the show. I want to hit it again. Tomorrow, our Valentine's Day show. It's the divorced / separated / marital counseling edition of the Newlywed Game, with all kinds of questions to show how much these people really dislike each other and why they should not be together as a couple.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
I think we have... How many couples we got already? Four, five, something like that?
I think we're doing really, really well in the couples department.
We're giving away $500 in cash as the grand prize tomorrow, and you'll be glad to know for a change.
Hold on.
We have eight couples signed up so far.
Wow.
Eight couples.
Hey, come here, Rummy. Please. Oh, here she is right now. Off the instant message and in person.
How many of them do you think are showing?
I would say we'll probably get about five.
Well, then I don't think we need to keep soliciting, then.
I think we're covered.
If we get five couples, we're set.
Be as good, why not?
All right, well, never mind. Forgot I said that, then. Just listen tomorrow to the Backwards Newlywed Game.
Enjoy.
Great question. Listen and enjoy. And also about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I'm going to put one last offer out on the table for Dennis Murphy.
Uh-oh.
Dennis Murphy, I know you're out there. How about it? Tomorrow, you, in a diaper, with a quill of arrows...
Being the Valentine's baby.
In front of the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters.
Absolutely, and, maybe we could get him one of those Nerf bow and arrow sets.
Yes.
So you can come down and be shot with the arrows of love by Dennis Murphy.
Last chance, though, for Dennis to participate in the show.
Dennis, I know you were trying to get back in our favor when you came to the little band gig that I had. I know I wasn't nice to you. Dennis, this is a golden opportunity. Dennis, would it be safe to say if Dennis does this, his status is re-cemented on the show?
Yes, he would move right back to the top of the pile.
That's right.
To the top of the steaming pile of goo known as the regulars on the show.
And I think it's supposed to be very cold tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Don, Mike?
Yeah.
My brothers, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I was wondering when you're going to get to the Brian Wilson CD.
Today. Promise. Write it down. Promise.
Thank you very much, because I'm heading out to Atlantic City in about an hour, and I go out, you know, once you get north of Baltimore, I can't pick you guys up, even on AM, so.
Gotcha. All right, promise we'll get to it.
Oh, Mike, by the way, I saw your wife the other night at Clyde's.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Clyde's. No, she looked very nice.
Really?
Yep, she's a very, very nice woman.
What night? What night was that? Just kidding.
She was banging waiters two at a time.
There you go. I knew that was coming.
Okay. All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't believe that.
Don, it's Mike.
You don't believe that, Rob?
No, I don't. I think that was a prank call.
Thank you, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I don't care if you guaranteed me that $500. I wouldn't sit in that room with that bitch.
With your ex-wife?
Yes.
You know what? Neither would I, my friend. Neither would I, but I guess that there are people out there who are bigger people than you and I.
Or blood for punishment.
I would not. Mike, take your current wife out of the equation.
Yes. I
think about your first wife,
which
is what I'm basing my denial on.
You know, it's so with my first wife, we as soon as everything, all the payments were done. I mean, we went in totally different direction. Absolutely no contact. I don't know whether that's
would you
I mean, there were no children, and she went her way. I don't know where she is. She doesn't know where I am.
Would you sit in a room with her and play a radio game?
Sure. Yeah, with my first wife. Absolutely.
See, that's where we're.
Yeah, because I mean, it was just.
I wouldn't.
But I mean, it's so, you know.
I wouldn't, because the first one put me through too much crap.
So much. See, there wasn't that, and because of that it would be okay.
For no amount of money, is there any amount of money that would get you in the same room with your first wife?
Sure. There's always been. Yeah, of course. With your first wife, there's always that level of tension that exists there. And this is not abnormal by any stretch of the imagination.
If she happens to be listening in one of our Wisconsin stations, how's it going at the sewage treatment plant? That brought me a great amount of joy when I discovered that my ex-wife was working at a sewage treatment plant.
I'd sit with both of them and have them compare notes. That's where I'm at right now.
You would have your first wife compare notes with your current wife?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, to find out the similarities, to see where I can improve myself.
Oh, God damn.
I'm not a beaten man, but I'm an introspective man at this stage.
All right, speaking of, you promised us today, as a pre-Valentine's Day treat, the top 10 things I don't want to say ex-wife, your separated wife.
Yeah, we're not even really, finished yet either. So, but I mean, we are doing that. So, I mean, that's the stage of the game that we're at right now.
All right, so the top 10 things that Mike's wife hates about, and this is not a goof, right?
It's not a goof.
It's a realist. I can see that your wife actually wrote down these items. Now, tell me the ones, though, that she wrote by herself.
All right,
and
the seven, she wrote seven by herself, and then I reminded her because we had discussed it, the three other ones. So these are all hers, really.
Okay.
Because, I mean, when I would bring something up, she's like, oh, yes. Yes, 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 that's right. I forgot.
Damn.
All right, but I have put them in order of priority.
Okay.
That's my job, and I will also take these one-word things, and do my very best to, you know, explain them, but they're pretty straightforward.
Oh, what she's done, rather than write down, like, in sentence form, she just has one-word.
Well, you know, I mean, we're not in a space right now where I think she's, going to take a tremendous amount of time to help me with the show.
Okay, got it.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Are we going to have any kind of... Number 10. I know a lot of guys can relate to this one. Jealousy. I'm a jealous man. I have jealousy. I really would. We'd be in situations where I would always think that maybe she's looking at another guy interesting. So I'm a jealous type. I would say that's valid. It's a standard. It's not exciting.
Let me just say to me that
not exciting.
That's a sign that you care.
Okay, thank you.
Again, not that I am taking sides. You know I'm on your side.
That's fantastic.
But I would view that as a sign that you care.
Okay, very good. Very good. Number 9. You ready for number 9?
Well, not if you want to wait for this card to read you.
But, all of these that are on the list,
the number 9 thing your wife hates about you.
Number 9, I get angry. I'm an angry man. I'm an angry, angry man. That's the general, that is that I'm an angry man.
Can't help you there.
Yeah, I, you know, and I am an angry man.
Can't help you there.
You know, I'm just kind of angry guy.
I'll say, let me just say again, on your behalf.
I think the anger, you should put a slash there. She didn't finish this. Angry goes into the negative personality, you know, where I, you know, where I just, I have kind of a negative outlook on the world.
Let me just say.
I'm not going to say whether I agree with it or not, but I'm going to tell you that that's what's on the list.
Let me just say, and I feel the need to rebuff each of these on your,
thank
on
you.
Your behalf.
Thank you, counselor. I appreciate that.
Let me just say that I believe that the mic that that your wife married.
Yes.
How long ago was it? 7 years ago?
Yes.
Was the same mic that he is today.
Angry man. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Negative,
sure.
Angry.
What I'm saying is,
right.
It's not like anything's changed.
No. And
she's gotten the same package that she
right.
got back then.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. And, you know, I just got to throw in, because I am kind of, you know, doing my own self-promotion here.
Yeah.
That anger really never directed ever at my children. You know, my wife and I have had a few fights,
not.
But I love my kids, and I'm not, you know, right. I don't do it around them. You know, I do it like when I'm in a shopping mall.
Okay.
All right.
The number eight thing.
This was an interesting.
Soon to be separated wife hates about
this
you.
This was an interesting one for me, and this is one where I chalk this up to kind of a learning experience, because this came out of nowhere. Volume. The volume that I speak at, the level of, it might be tied into the anger thing, but I don't think so. It's the volume of my voice, which really was kind of, hey, wow, how about that?
Let me again say that this, I will argue this point. God damn, you should hire me to be your lawyer.
Yes, yes. Well, that doesn't, it's a no-fault thing, so it doesn't
matter. But still, it's simply in the court of public opinion, I would say, you speak at a higher level for 4 hours a day.
Yeah, that is a natural way. When you do what we do for a living, you kind of, that's the way you talk.
You know, and you've been with me, and God knows Frida's been, well, with Rue McClanahan in the restaurant.
Right.
Where I wanted to call Rob and tell him the wish today is Rue McClanahan, and Frida said, keep your voice down. I said, I am keeping my voice down. And she said to me, you don't understand. When you keep your voice down, your voice still is louder than anybody else's voice.
I get that too.
Do you ever get it when you're talking to her on the phone and she's like 400 miles away and she'll say, be quiet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that too.
The next one is not comfortable for me to discuss, but I have to be honest.
The number seven reason that your separated wife hates you.
Number seven is, I call it waking up in the middle of the night wanting to have a little nookie, and she refers to it as sleeping attacks.
Sleeping attack.
I and this is true. This is a valid one, and it's one that she had a problem with. It is me wanting to make whoopee in the middle of the evening. It is in the middle of the night, like and waking her up to do so. I'd like to point out, though, counselor, I would always wake her up.
Let me just say,
good for you,
thank
Mike. You.
Thanks, Mike.
But see, she didn't like that, and I completely understand that.
Let me say,
I wouldn't like it, I suppose, either, if I was in the middle of sleep.
Sure, you would. let me say that. When two people are married, they sign a marital contract
right.
between them, which includes boning 24 hours a day.
That's right.
And frankly, much like with the one about you being jealous,
yes,
she should be flattered.
Right.
That
right.
in the middle of the night you choose to flip her over and
okay,
and you know, attack
yeah.
her.
Okay, so
number six.
Number six. My lack of attention, in parentheses, bad listener. Tough one to defend on, it really is. On this one,
you are guilty.
You know that based on.
You are guilty.
I'd much rather hear what I have to say than what somebody else has to say.
You
so.
Are.
There is nothing I can do.
What?
Ready to move on.
What? You are so goddamn guilty of that one.
I am guilty of that, yeah. You know, my whole family is, and I only realized it through, you know, many sessions of counseling, is that. My family's the kind of person, they'll say something, they'll make a statement, they'll even ask a question, and we all do this in the O'Mara family. We will ask a question, and then we will, like, literally, in my sister's case, literally look in the other direction. And, like, start observing another table at a restaurant or something. I'm like, are you listening? And they'll turn around and say, what? What was that?
I've noticed.
So that. Thanks, Buzz.
Well, Mike.
I appreciate that.
Mike,
you've noticed that.
Yeah. You were laughing about it. It's true.
We've all noticed.
Really? So that's one that I really maybe ought to highlight.
Well, let me give you
work on that one.
Give you an example.
Like when we're out in a social situation or on the show.
Here's an example.
No, not on the show. On the show, I think I pay attention.
I'll give you an example.
Yes.
That we'll be up in the office, and Rob will come up to the office, and Rob will start saying something like, hey, Julia did something fantastic over
right.
the weekend, and he'll start, and you will just, in the middle of what Rob's saying,
right.
you'll say, God, I didn't realize that President Bush's approval rating was 98%.
Okay, valid, good, all right, bonus party, that was number, that was number six.
Right, number let me say, we love that about you.
Well, yeah, thank you. No, but I mean, let me just put an asterisk next. Because, I mean, that'll help with anything, like my future endeavors. All right, number five. Big one, and you know what? You're all going to go along with this one. This is not defensible. My attitude in traffic. Okay. My attitude in traffic, really, and I think everybody in this room, everybody I work with, has firsthand experience. Buzz, you're looking like it doesn't bother, and I don't think it does bother
you.
Yeah,
no, I've not had a personal problem with that.
Buzz actually,
I've only heard about it.
Buzz actually enjoyed that one time we were driving. Well, maybe not.
I might have been egging you on, in fact.
Ah, that's what it was.
There may be a little of that in me.
So what it is my attitude in traffic, really, that I have tried to get myself under control. I am not a good, I this is the way I look at it, and I don't do the road rage thing like I may have in the past, but I will tell you that my feeling when I get behind the wheel of a car is that everyone else is the enemy.
Let me just say, I've heard nothing yet that approaches deal-breaker status for me.
Well, Don, it's cumulative and significant.
Okay, number four.
I must say that. Number four, and here's, nothing I can do about this. Number four is gas.
Number four is gas.
I don't know if she's serious or not, but I mean, she's probably maybe going for a easy laughter, but she put gas down, and you know what?
Come on, you're a normal man.
Let me tell you something. That in the morning is not, really what has come out, I really think that, I don't think she's unusual. She does not like it.
That's one of your all-time best ones we put on tape incident.
And that would sound like many, almost all mornings in my house.
Wow.
That's how I wake up in the morning.
Number three.
Where's number three? Now, this one, I'd like to defend myself on this one. Lack of energy at home, which means basically
guilty.
Coming home, and just kind of like not having a lot of energy for everybody.
Guilty.
Don, I'd like to mention that when I went on my antidepressant medicine, that contributed severely to that. If it was bad before, it was double. After I went on that stuff, because I would come home and I'd be like, I was not functional. But
defend you on that.
I was potato.
I remember the stories about your wife out on the backhoe and digging ditches.
Yeah, maybe if I had been a little more, in tune with that, I would have helped doing some project around the house. But I never did, and frankly, I don't have an interest in doing that.
Number two.
Yesterday, when you were talking about the reverse newlywed game, you had mentioned that we ought to ask, one of the questions should be, what is your least favorite physical characteristic on the person? And so I asked her specifically. She thought about it for a while. She made a couple of joke answers, and then she looked at me seriously, and she said, your earlobes.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to take off my headphones for a second and show you that.
Turn them down.
I don't like my
so we don't get feedback.
I don't like my earlobes either. I'm gonna show you this. Okay, look what I can do. They're real. They're big and they hang. Knock it off, head. I don't want to hear a wow from you. Thank you very much. Behave yourself.
You don't have Prince Charles ears.
I don't have Prince Charles ears, but I have large earlobes. And
you do.
Much like what was the one that surprised me? The volume one. Even though I know I'm loud. I will tell you that the earlobes, I was just surprised. And I think she was somewhat sincere that she didn't like my big earlobes.
And the number one reason your wife hates you.
Not proud of this one, but I saved it for last because it is the most personally embarrassing to me. Stained underwear. That, I don't think requires any great explanation, but...
Let me just say, can I have a look at the list for a second?
Yeah, here it is.
You are a brave man for sharing that, and for that we salute.
Thank you.
I would have to say...
Now, I'd also say, we're not talking about all underwear, we're talking about, that occasional pair.
Right.
You know what, I bet... I don't know why you're getting separated.
I really don't.
Well,
this sounds like this could be my wife's list for me. Hey, sweetie.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why aren't we getting a divorce?
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, now the jealousy thing, I am jealous.
You're super jealous.
I'm super jealous. Now, you have to give me a pass on the anger, though.
Mm-hmm.
You've never known me to be a terribly angry man.
I wouldn't call you angry, but you do have, because you don't get, you don't have, I think Mike has a hotter head than you do, but you are crabby in the extreme.
Hold on.
Not recently.
Thank you. And this is not like a 2-week thing.
No, absolutely.
Months and months now.
No, it's been for about 6 months you've been...
My wife brought it to my attention one day when I came home from work. She said, you realize that, and I would like to blame that on Ken Stevens. Mm-hmm. She says, when you come home from work, you're just a big ass.
You were just unhappy and crabby, and we didn't want to be around you.
So I adjusted my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a temporary thing. And now, what about the volume? I know that you agree about the volume at which I speak.
The volume at which you watch TV, I now realize it's because you're a grandpa. But okay. I don't know why. I mean, everything is louder around you.
All right. What about, let me see, my earlobes. My earlobes okay with you?
No, but you know it was grossing me out?
My earwax?
Yeah, it was like boogers falling out of your ears. Correct.
We were in the car the other day. She was saying, when you get home, you know, please.
I don't like talking to your profile.
For the love of God, you know, get a Q-tip.
Oh, man, earwax is gross.
All right, stained undies.
Yeah,
so what? That's like a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, I left you a pair in there today. You're going to love it. Gas, now. Do you consider my gas to be a major problem?
It's not my favorite feature about it.
Yeah, and then that's kind of where my wife is coming from. She is, I mean, it is not a major, but it is significant enough where I really got that vibe. I mean, not only is it on the list, but I really got the vibe that that was something that may be a problem.
However,
but you know,
you can have gas, but you can control it.
Exactly, and then my impression was that, you know, perhaps I should have behaved like I would around people in public.
Don't I even now, though, go upstairs to take a duke? To drop a deuce rather than do it around you?
No, you do try to control. And whenever you don't, when one escapes you, it's always with an excuse me.
Oh, well, see, wow. I didn't know. Hey, I didn't know that.
How about a lack of energy?
if you're talking about, you are a wild man with a remote control. But I don't see you out there, you know, with the rake very often.
That's not my bag.
No.
Attitude in traffic?
You do say a lot of bad words to people that can't hear you, where I have to enjoy your crabbiness with traffic, and that is kind of annoying. I mean, you can curse at other people, but you aren't disturbing their day. You're just killing my buzz, and I haven't cut you off.
All right. My
well,
lack
I feel
of,
like I'm listening to a playback.
My lack of attention... bad listener was written here. Mike's a bad listener.
I think it's even been documented in the Washington Post that you only listen to my first paragraph and my last paragraph, that you cut out all the in-between.
All right. And the sleeping attacks.
No, you don't usually...
I attack you when you're awake.
No, it's mostly when I'm away. I mean, because I think you learned early on that I don't respond.
That is very, and incidentally, that is on the list. That is very, very, that was hard because that is very significant. And she doesn't like that at all.
Generally, I would think our sex is consensual.
Well, you have tried that.
I'm talking about Frieda and I.
I know, but I mean, you made it sound like, you know.
No,
you know, really,
I'm talking about Frieda and I.
You're making it sound like rape.
Yeah, well, you know, and, you know. Honest to God, she didn't like that in the middle of the night. She really didn't.
After she turned you down a few times, didn't you get the hint?
No, probably not.
Well, see, my husband took that. My husband does not like rejection. So.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I because of the middle of the night thing, I mean, it didn't make her feel good. And that was something that I completely agree with and I would do differently.
What you got to learn is just how to deal with the rejection. That I've learned to deal with it. That I will, you know.
Let me just interject here when we're talking about rejection. It's not like I was rejected and then, you know, completely, I didn't force myself
woman. I'm talking about me, not you. I mean, I've gotten used to the rejection. I've gotten used to saying to her, hey, you know, we got the house to ourselves. And, you know, like the other day when I told you, she said, no, I'm cooking eggs.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Exactly.
So I'm used to
that. On the list is that is a big one for me. That is one that I would change and that I completely agree with.
Well, I don't know.
You used to try the middle of the night thing until you found out it didn't get you anywhere. So you stopped trying.
Right.
Now, when you would try your middle-of-the-night thing, would Laura reject you, and then after a while you'd be trained?
Yeah, well, it just stopped after a while. You know, it stopped after a while. But,
there
I mean, I think that I think
fixed.
When it was happening, she really didn't like it, and it bothered her, and she's it's valid.
So then the problem would be fixed. I mean, I have a lot... I do have a lot of the same complaints with my husband, but he usually tries to fix them. And I know given time, you would have fixed yours, too.
Thank you. That's very nice. And you know what? Can I say something really about this seriously? And I said this to Don last night. One of the things, the attitude we have, and I want everybody to know this because it's important. When we're going through this, we are doing this, and we are, you know, I'm not predicting the future, and neither is my wife. We are doing this. We are, as many people do in these situations, we are separating to try to work things out. That is why we are saying time apart. We're doing that. Hopefully down the road, you know, things could work out. I certainly hope so. I love her. I do. She loves me. This is something I hope is going to work out. So, you know, I know I talk about it a lot, and, you know, I know that I make the list of things that I do wrong, but I do want people to know that that is the attitude of me, and that is the attitude of my wife. That is why we are doing what we're doing. And that list is a list of 10 items, and there are, you know, emotional issues involved that go perhaps slightly deeper than that.
All right, because I was going to say
that is not the be all.
If you take the list at face value, you would say this would be the list of any normal married guy.
But you also, you know, when you're on that list, you're talking about, you're talking about things that relate to other things, and you're talking about people that are trying to get along. You know, frankly, it's just, you know, not getting along. And man, that's it. I know it sounds like a real blanket thing, but it's not getting along. I love her. You know, she's the mother of my beautiful children, and nothing would make me happier than if in the long run there's a happy ending to this thing and we get back together. I would be very happy. I believe she feels the same way, but for now, this is what we're doing.
You give this list back to your wife,
yes,
and note that I have written a number 11.
Very good. Okay.
Which I think it really is.
This is something that you've... you know what? Not a problem. Don wrote on number 11, booze. You know what? Not a problem. You would think. Absolutely not. Not a problem.
No, and I can tell you the reason why, and I have it right from the horse's mouth, why the booze doesn't bother her.
Why?
Because if you act like a jerk and you're drunk, she can blame it on the booze.
Did she really say that to you?
God damn.
All right, sweetie, love you.
I love you, too.
See you later.
All right, goodbye.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You are listening to WCST-FM, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, starting off another great hour of rock and roll music with Huey Lewis in the News, looking for a couple days off.
All right.
For today, sunny highs in the low to mid 80s. Tonight, clear, lows in the 70s. Tomorrow, chance of a shower, highs in the 80s. Currently, 82 degrees under sunny skies. Pat McBee at the helm, taking you up till sign off. Here's Billy Otto and Hot in the City. WCST. Join Mike in the Morning tomorrow morning for all the news, weather, and traffic to start your day off right. Starting tomorrow, Mike kicks off our Escape to Paradise contest. Tune in tomorrow for all the details. That's Mike in the Morning on Super CST. Fire is a subject not taken lightly. That's why the Berkeley Springs Volunteer Fire Department wants you to join them at their annual open house. Learn about smoke detectors, escape plans, fire extinguishers, and many other ways to help prevent fire in your home. Fire is an equal opportunity destroyer. Don't let it visit you. This message brought to you by the Berkeley Springs Volunteer Fire Department and WCST, in touch with the community.
Minutes in front of 1 o'clock.
Now, from the Super CST request line, from Patrick to Diane, Wilson Phillips, and Hold On. Another fantastic Friday afternoon on WCSC, whether in the office or car. Turn the stereo up, kick off your shoes, and let's dance. Time on WCSC FM, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, and Henry Lee Summer with I Wish I Had a Girl. From A to Z, we play them all. That's why we can't stop rocking.
They have very nice teeth. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Just saying that top 10 list, that sounds, like I said, very pedestrian. Listen, my wife had many of the same complaints.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, that I'm just going to keep. I'm going to keep as a little memento.
Hello there, Greg, Don and Mike show. Hello. You poor Seth.
No, don't say that. Yeah. Come on now. Don't
I feel
that.
Bad for you.
Well, I'm fine. I'm doing fine. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
Hey, Greg. What's going on with the phones here?
I don't know.
That was nutty. Try Frank. Hey, Frank. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on. There we go. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to come. I wanted to come to Frida's defense.
To Frida's defense.
The reason Frida doesn't want to, probably insecure.
Frida doesn't want to. Frida doesn't want to divorce me or separate from me.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. In defense, the reason that you're very jealous, Don, is because you're insecure. Just before you guys took down the pictures off your website, I took the one off of you at the bowling alley with the people from One Life.
Well, you're goddamn right I'm insecure. Of course I am. What man is not?
I'm not.
Oh, who am I talking to here? George Clooney?
No, definitely not. But Mike, on the other hand, you guys are two entirely different people. Mike is a more easygoing guy. He's going through a rough time. I don't think he should be sharing this with all the listeners. As cool as, you know, some people may find it, this is a real personal thing.
Hey, I you know what? This was a list. I went to my wife and we discussed this and anything that that I'm doing about this. I do this with her permission.
Who the hell decided you're the great arbiter?
Yeah, who the hell decided you? And I, you know what? I don't mind sharing this list, but I resent you pulling a judgment trip on both of us.
Is this Dr. Phil?
No, it's not Dr.
And incidentally,
Phil.
Dr. Phil looks just like Hank Kingsley from
Mike,
Hey Now show.
If this isn't ratings, you know, if this isn't sweeps right now, why would you be risking your marriage?
Listen, let me explain something else to you that apparently you don't get. We are always in ratings. There's never a time that we're not in ratings.
You know what? And can I say something to you? When I'm dealing with this situation, which I have to share at a certain point, when a decision is made, you have to share it with your friends, people that you come in contact with, coworkers. One of the reasons I share it on the air is because, frankly, it's therapeutic for me to do that. And it makes me feel good. And you know what? I have one rule about it. I'm not going to dishonor my wife. I'm not going to say bad things about her because, frankly, we're not getting along. But we do love each other, and this makes me feel better when I do it. I can handle it, and that's why I choose to do this.
How could you feel good, though, later on going home when you're sitting there all by yourself knowing that thousands or hundreds and thousands of listeners know you got skid marks?
Buddy, I can handle it. We've been on the radio for 16
years. Hold on, you can tell me now you don't have skid marks in your underpants?
I absolutely do.
And that's old news.
Well, now, you know, I guess what? You know, you just told 6 million people you do.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you guys are personalities.
What is your point?
The whole point of really being a personality is talking about your personality and talking about what's going on in your life.
You don't feel that any part of that should be private?
There's a lot. Let me tell you something. With Don and with me, there is a lot of our lives that are private.
I live a lot of my life on the air. There's some that's private.
There's a good deal of it that's private.
But if it bothers you, don't listen.
No, it's not a matter of it bothers me. As a counselor, I just feel that...
Oh, are you a counselor?
Counselor.
It is Dr. Phil. Okay.
Well, F you.
Counselor. I'm not Dr. Phil.
Counselor.
What, are you a certified counselor?
Absolutely, in New York State.
You're a psychotherapist?
Well, listen, what my main concern is your children...
Excuse me. Hey, I've got a question for you, a-hole. Are you a psychotherapist?
Yes, I am.
With a degree?
Absolutely.
What does your degree say?
I have a Ph.D.
You have a Ph.D. in what?
In psychoanalysis.
So you in psychoanalysis, but you're not a psychiatrist.
I cannot dispense prescriptions.
Okay, but you counsel people?
Absolutely.
I don't believe you.
Counselor!
I don't
you want me to fax in proof?
Sure.
Okay. Put me on hold and give me a fax.
Counselor! Is that you?
Hello?
Counselor.
Counselor! Yes.
Counselor!
I'm here.
I'm out. Come out wherever you are.
Well, you know, F you.
All I'm doing is calling out of concern for his kids.
Oh, screw you.
Oh, come on, F you. His kids are fine. Why don't you worry about your own life? For God's sakes, we've got to have a counselor. Are you calling a dumb radio show? Hello, Sam. Don and Mike show. Hello,
hey,
Sam. The guy's such a dumb.
How
are
you doing, Don and Mike?
Well, you're doing it for sweeps.
Really? People think because the TV networks are in rating sweeps now, we're in rating sweeps. Right. I got news for you.
We were born in a rating sweep.
I got news for you. There's 2 weeks in the year that we aren't rated. And it's the 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's. And that's why we get 2 weeks off.
There you go.
Because they're the only 2 weeks of the year that they don't do ratings. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Sam.
How you doing?
Okay.
I've been married 8 years, and I figured out about 2 months after I got married how to handle the rejection issue with my wife at night.
Yeah.
She refused me, so I took care of myself with her laying there in bed. And it about freaked her out.
Oh, you got your jerk on.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, well, what are you doing? I said, well, if you're not going to help me out, I'm going to take care of myself. And maybe, you know, you'll change your mind.
You want to know the truth? I've done that while my wife's been sleeping.
I have, too.
And she's never known. Yeah. I mean, I don't
have you ever done that, Buzz?
Yes, I have.
Rob, have you ever done that?
Yeah.
I don't think we're not talking about something that's particularly unusual, sir. No. I think you should feel good about that.
I don't feel the need to wake her up, though, and let her know what's happening.
No, I never did that.
Hey, honey, look at this. Wow, I think you want to stay on your own side of the bed for a couple of minutes.
And that's not going to win her over, no matter what you think.
No. Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I think we've determined it because of a contest on this show. That's just not fun to watch.
Hello.
And basically, a club wet the other guy. I reiterate, that is not fun to watch.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes.
Hi, it's Artie from Long Island.
Hello, Artie.
I've been married, coming up on 15 years, and the one thing that I've always done with my wife is be truthful and always explain that there's something going on. I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you make a list of 10 things that bother you about your wife and present it to her and see how she feels? Because it seems like everything's one-sided with you.
No, it's not. And let me tell you, let me make that very clear. It is not one-sided. What is one-sided is if I'm going to get on here and talk on the radio, I'm talking about the problems with me. I'm not going to talk
about it. He's not going to rag
about it. That'll never happen. Yeah. It will never happen. And it's certainly not anything that, seriously, would be something. I have the forum. She's not on the radio. And this is my forum. And that's not a level playing field.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Let's break for spots.
It's getting a little tense. You know what gets tense when the amateur psychiatrists call in?
Well, the one
that that's when that's when I still don't believe that guy.
Let me just say, you don't need a PhD to know that I'm insecure. I mean, Christ, you know, I'm a walking billboard for insecurity. And as far as skid marks in the underpants,
right,
all guys have them. And Mike talking about this on the air. Hey, listen, who can't relate to that?
Right.
I mean, who can't relate to someone going through tough times in a marriage?
Well, also, I think that, you've said this before, that a lot of times when you use this as your therapy session,
yeah,
and really in this particular circumstance, for me, although I'm getting lots of other outlets to do this, it makes me feel good. And it also makes me feel good to tell, it doesn't bother me to mention things that are bad because, I mean, that's life. We all have problems.
And, you know, the last thing I'll say on this, and I promise we'll drop this, is that I applaud you for doing this because, for instance, when that phony Jack Diamond got divorced, the guy, what he did was it just happened, and all of a sudden, one day, he never talked about his old family again, and he talked about his new girlfriend. Now, you're not in that situation.
Right.
You're not dumping your wife for a younger broad.
Right.
But at least you're upfront enough that you're coming in here and you're saying, hey, this is going on, because what you don't want to happen is one day you're married,
right,
and everything's great, and then somebody calls up the show one day and says,
hey, Mike, how come we never hear about your wife? And you say, oh, yeah, 2 years ago we got, you know, we got divorced.
Exactly. In fact, I didn't bring that up, and that's a good point. That's exactly true, because I think really the way the relationship we have with our audience is when we're talking to them, you kind of like to know what's going on in people's lives. Right. And this is kind of, as opposed to just shocking the audience with it on one day, you kind of ease into it like you would with your family and friends.
Imagine how awkward it would be if there was a radio personality who you'd listen to for years and years and years, and they talk about, you know, how great the marriage was, and then all of a sudden one day you found out
you are on the air, sir.
It's heartbreaking. That the marriage was really just a sham, and it had broken up years ago. I mean, you would be heartbroken.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Shocking, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, see, listen, I want to tell you something about him.
Yeah.
I was listening to him on my way in today from the meeting.
Really?
You know the listener cruise he's going on?
Yeah.
That he used to go on every year with his wife?
Yeah.
Guess who's going on the cruise with this year?
Yeah, no surprise there.
Right. His producer.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Okay.
Join Diana and I
aboard
the cruise ship, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever happened in the old days, it would be join Mrs. Livy and I.
Right.
Yeah, now it's, so I guess that's out there.
I suppose. I'm not sure how much is out there.
I don't know.
We really don't know. Well,
we
better shut up.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here they come. Oh, look at them. Look at them. Hi, fellas. I know. She apologized. I know. Okay.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi. True enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of faith. His soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
There was Janet Jackson again.
Come on, guys. Can we give it a rest?
Come on now.
We'll focus on the game. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gropop and all the ships at sea. Hey, they'll laugh you all the way. Don Geronimo and Mike Lomero.
Yeah. Yeah. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Tuesday. 02-03-04.
Hey, I like that. Hi, Don and Mike. It's Burbank here.
There you go. That was absolutely perfect.
I liked it.
And right on cue as we were on the air. Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it. The beverages are here.
There you go. Someday he'll get it down. My man, Joe.
Joe Arden.
There he is.
What's happening, Joe?
What's happening?
Like there's not even a radio show in front of him.
How's it going? Joe, we're doing the show. You're in here getting out the bottles of water. And
what a great show it is.
And the Diet Vanilla Coke and to quote Jake DeLome, and whatnot.
I think my favorite part of Joe Ardinger's personality is his unflappableness. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I got all the way upstairs and realized that I hadn't gotten the case out of the car that I needed.
Ah, gotcha.
All right, well, you know, there's always...
Joe. There's always a reason. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you,
Otto.
Have a great one, Joe.
He can hardly see out of that hair.
We will have the doctor who picked the Carolina Panthers to beat the beat the New England in the Super Bowl.
Right. Cost me millions of dollars because I believed in him, Don, and he let me down.
We'll have that guy on the show here in a second. Everybody's still talking about Janet Jackson's teeth.
Oh, yeah.
She's apologized. She might be kicked out of the Grammys. We'll have all
it
of that.
It doesn't matter that they found poison in the Capitol. It's, you know, let's still talk about the boob,
right? And we'll talk about the boob today. Oh, and you mentioned boob, which, of course... got me aroused.
Erections lasting longer than 4 hours, though rare, require immediate medical help.
Thank you.
Did you see your doctor after the four-hour mark fast?
Mike, the four-hour mark will be sometime during this show today.
Oh, I see.
Is this a waste or not?
Please let us know the moment you hit minute 241.
Is this a waste or not?
What?
We got our new Entertainment Weekly magazine. Yes. I think most people know what this is.
I'm going to guess yes.
And on the inside, there's a gigantic, you can feel it. It's a
a fold-in advertisement for something. I don't like it when they junk up magazines, like when you get Sports Illustrated or
you get the little paper, little cardboard things that fall out that they want you to subscribe on every other page.
Now, look at this. No, I'm talking about something like this.
That's even worse.
A big advertising. Yeah. It's like someone put a real folder in the middle of the magazine.
People using magazines for their direct mail.
Now, imagine the colossal waste of money. This is HBO, and they've always been very good to our show. I would advise them to maybe spend their money more wisely.
Okay.
This is a waste of money. So you get your entertainment magazine, and it says, on everyone's hit list, the new season.
Well, I know what it is,
March
based on the 7th. Colors.
Right, of course. It's an ad for The Sopranos, and when you open up the little booklet, they have a little chip inside. Now, listen carefully.
How much do you think they spent on that?
Now, I remember, you know, 20 years ago when you could go into a Hallmark store and you would be amazed at something like this. So I'm sure that the cost has probably gone down over the years. But still, anytime you're thinking about just pissing away some money like that, call us. Because I bet we can come up with something better.
You know, that is old technology, but I bet it still cost them a pretty penny.
You open it up, and duh.
I think they could have gone with that glow-in-the-dark technology.
Yeah, anyway, just had to point that.
You light the tickets?
Yeah, right.
That is,
they want a gimmick. You
know? That is absolutely wasteless.
They put all those chips out on the whole tray.
Wasteful. Wasteful. Always.
We've been off for 2 years. Come on, give me a break. We've been gone for so long, it doesn't even matter. You know, we were on, but then we were off for 6 years.
Mike, we're going to have a guy on the show today from Germany. And I'm not
going to
tell you.
You're going to Germany.
Yes. Oh, Rob and I and our families, we're going to Germany this summer, but we're going to have a German guy on the show today.
Don't fly Southwest Airlines.
And this is going to be
the
best opportunity that we've ever had to bring up the Hasselhoff question.
Oh, good. David Herr Hasselhoff, who is allegedly very popular over in Germany.
Oh, still is. Yeah,
now, the guy's going to be on our show for a totally different reason. He's some wacky interview thing.
Okay.
But at some point, we're going to bring up the Hasselhoff issue. And we have, and this is really wonderful, the David Hasselhoff CD.
Oh, good.
That, and I say once again, allegedly is selling or has sold millions of copies in Germany.
Yes.
Well, when we talk to Wolfram in Stuttgart, we can ask
Wolfram.
This was actually, the CD was made in Germany. So, I mean, that once again lends some credence to it.
So
he does his recording maybe in Germany.
From time to time during the show today, we're going to just give you, because I know everybody's wondered, you know, what kind of singer is he?
Yeah.
And this is not one of our goof things where I put it in like and play something fake. I want you to really hear David Hasselhoff. This is what the Germans love. You know, we've talked about this endlessly on the show, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, his name is Hasselhoff.
All right, let's German.
Let's play it out of a jingle. It's a remake of a classic.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
Ooga-chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga-chaka.
I'm not goofing on this.
Ooga-chaka, ooga, ooga.
This is David Hasselhoff. I'm not kidding.
I can't stop this feeling.
Come on.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hairs, Fraulein's, what are you thinking?
You'd get laughs off of most karaoke stages in this country, I assume.
Mike, this is a 1 million seller in Germany.
Who's gonna feel it?
No wonder they love them.
It's like that show. What was the disco show? Not American Dance. Dance Fever.
With Denny Terrio.
Right.
It's as sweet as candy.
I mean, I was listening to this before the show and thinking, this is funnier than if we had, like, a gag to say it was David Hasselhoff.
Are there any other great hits on there?
There are many.
It covers many artists, I believe.
Which, 11? Oh, yeah. Okay,
another classic.
There you go. Herr Hasselhoff. Hold on, let me give that out of a jingle.
Yeah,
let me give
you
sound better.
A jingle there.
Little techno feel to it.
The Germans love that.
See, this is what they love over there.
Yeah.
That's what your modern
up and down. That's what your modern Euro like.
They like this kind of thing, but it's. Don't you think it's even a little pussied out for modern Euro?
It's a German thing. Do you remember back in old LA? That's a beach,
you,
baby.
You could march to it.
Yeah. You have to march fast.
So but how awful is this?
It's awful.
The worst. As it turns out, we got a German guy on the show today, and we're going to talk about it, whatever it is we're going to talk to him about, but we're also going to bring the David Hasselhoff question to him. You know, there's a lot of covers on here. We've spent a lot of time listening to it, but I think you've heard pretty much what he's all about.
You know, do you think how much of it do you think is the name? Just the name, you know, Hasselhoff.
Doesn't hurt.
I mean, it's just, sure it's so stinking German.
And how much is the hair?
Right.
And just look at the attitude on the CD cover.
It kind of looks like,
hey, crowds, how you doing?
Look at me, I'm so modern Hasselhoff.
Look at me.
Right, hey.
I'm David Hasselhoff.
Hello. Deutschland über alles.
You think he speaks the language? I bet he does.
He's got to.
Yeah. Yep.
He's got to. He's got to. He's the what's his name? The Justin Timberlake of Germany.
That's sad.
He's the guy. I want to follow up on one personal thing very quickly at the beginning of the show today, and it's not George McFly, although I did bring his phone number in. You remember a couple of weeks ago I told you that I had taken my wife out for dinner, and we went to the restaurant that had the guy that came through and sang, and how that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, the big place.
Yeah, right. The 50-yard place. Do you remember the couple...
The time we met?
The couple... The couple that was sitting closest to us, the husband and wife...
That were having a fight?
Yes.
Ah, yes. Very tense with them.
This message...
I remember and file everything you say on this show.
Thanks, Mike. This message was sent to me, and the woman's name says it's Liz. And here's what it says. This lady was the girl with the big forehead guy at the Italian restaurant where Don and Frida had dinner with the singing Russian guy.
Now, when you were describing them, I don't know whether you actually came out and said it, but it sounded to me like this was a married couple, a couple that had been together a while.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm-hmm. Robbie, how about you? Let me try this, Liz. See if she's on the level 406.
She called and left her number.
Hi, Rob. Hold on a second. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Hey,
that's a great chord you got there.
Oh, I like it.
All right, let me know if she picks up here.
Okay.
Nothing but modern phones.
Out there, somebody picked up. So, Rob will have to ask for Liz.
Okay, well, it's a message.
Oh, hi, I need Liz. Liz? Uh-oh. Liz. It's
all right,
the Don and Mike show. Please call in immediately. This is regarding a message you've previously left. We cannot wait.
Thank you.
All right,
bye then.
Bye then.
I'll put that on my list of things to do.
Good.
Next phone call we have to make is to the crazy doctor.
Yes.
We had the crazy doctor on the show about a week ago. When we were all in Super Bowl, he wanted to predict that Carolina would trounce New England.
Yeah, and I was Mr. Gullible again.
Dr. John Murray is the creator of the Murray Performance Index, the MPI.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, he had the glorious track record of having picked one previous Super Bowl, the last one, the one where Tampa Bay beat Oakland.
I think I can predict what he's going to try to do, because in great weatherman tradition... He hedged a little bit,
yes,
you know, by saying the previous Super Bowl was an overwhelming difference, but this was very, very close.
Very close.
He's expecting your call, so you can dial him live on the air.
Okay. Now, he did say when he was on the show, we kept notes, he did say that he thinks the teams were close.
Yes.
Right. However, Carolina had a 562 pressure index. Remember, this was a made-up number system.
Right.
And the Patriots had...
This completely fabricated number system that he had.
Based
totally on his analysis.
Random.
Had a 482 pressure index.
See how I've turned on him, Buzz?
Yes.
That means that Carolina executes better under pressure.
Right.
And according to Dr. Murray, will win the big game.
Well, I want you to make sure during this interview that you tell him, not me... You tell him that he owes me $20. $20 that I lost on the big game.
Cat. Did you really get his
inviting on Lina? I bet on Lina.
The cat.
Oh, ye suckers.
I didn't bet on because of him, though. I had a
Don Murray, hello.
John Murray, it's Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you all doing?
Hey, Doc, how are you? How's that MPI doing?
MPI's doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing great. I guess now now you are a peer at your amazing ability at predicting Super Bowls. You've kind of petered out.
Well, actually, if you look at what I said it was going to be an extremely close game. By the way, are we on the air right now?
Yeah, of course. Rob, didn't you tell him that?
I told we called him on the air.
Yeah, Rob told you that already, dude.
Okay, well...
Do you not want to be on the air, Doc?
No, let's stay on the air. It's great.
Okay.
What happened was...
What happened was that you had the Panthers with a 562 pressure index and the Patriots with a 482 pressure index, and that means, and I'm quoting you now when you were on our show, that Carolina executes better.
And I'm out $20,
Doc. Under pressure.
And I need you to explain yourself.
And will likely win the big game. That was your pick. Doctor, if in fact you are a doctor.
Let me have a chance to explain.
All right, go ahead, crackpot.
Okay, no, you guys are funny. It's a lot of fun to be on your show. Actually,
flattery will get you nowhere, doctor.
It sure is. Humbug, I say to you. Humbug. Blabbermouth.
I would say this to your listeners. Go to smartproinfo.com.
Pound sand. Hey, listen, pal.
Look at that. Before you even explain, you throw the plug in for your website.
Listen,
not fair.
Listen.
No, I will grant you this. With 4 seconds left, the game was dead even, and I think we did see people were saying it was going to be different than what we said there.
Dr. Deuce, here's what you do. When you come on a national radio show and you announce that you've got this MPI, you do after your prediction's not correct is you have what I like to call BALLS, and that is where you just come back on the show and say,
I was wrong.
Okay. I didn't get it right.
Okay, guys, everybody wants a prediction. I've never claimed to be a major prognosticator. What I'm doing is looking at performance in the moment, and we do know that the past is the best predictor of the future, but if you look
at you picked it wrong. I don't care if you're a licensed sports psychologist.
You guys are great.
Just admit you got it wrong.
Well, I would say if they had let the clock tick down a little bit more when they were scoring that touchdown, we would have got into overtime and you guys would have been...
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, what a party we'd have. What kind of doctor are you? I hope you don't use this argument.
Hey, I got a question for him.
With your patient.
Go ahead.
What is the pressure index now? What are they rated? Did you rate them during the game?
I absolutely did. New England was 55%, and Carolina was down to 44. So that was the major difference in the game. New England did perform a lot better. I take my hat off to Tom Brady. Tom Brady was magnificent.
And
the offense went up to about from 55 to 50.
You did. Listen, Dr. Dummy,
diversion play.
You picked it wrong. You got some PR company somehow. We got a piece of PR on you saying a licensed sports psychologist is using psychology to predict Carolina will trounce New England in the Super Bowl.
Let me say one thing. Last year, the index showed a blowout by Tampa Bay. This year, the index showed a very, very close game.
What did the index say about Janet Jackson's breast?
We didn't get into that. We try to avoid that.
Hey, doctor, and I use that very loosely. Dr. Charlatan. Doctor, where did you get your degree?
Very good question.
Well, I would say the University of Florida in Gainesville.
Would that be accurate if you said that?
You would say that? Or?
Well, if you go to SmartPro.
I'm turning it off now for the plus.
Take a look at
all
the data.
Hey, doctor.
Are any of your degrees, were any of your degrees received in the Caribbean state?
Somewhere in deep Mexico.
Just say you picked the game wrong. Just say it.
Don and Mike, we called it wrong because everybody wants
it. There it is. Thank you. Not because anybody or anything. And now let's perhaps leave as friends with David Hasselhoff. Listen, please.
I think you'll enjoy this. He's got a good pressure index.
This is for you, Dr. Murray, the guy that didn't predict the Super Bowl right. Listen to David Hasselhoff.
Ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired.
That's right, Doc. We'll have you back on next year.
That's right.
Yeah, crackpot.
Never mind. You'll do it.
All right.
Oh.
Hey, incidentally, being as you are a doctor of some kind, why is David Hasselhoff so popular in Germany?
You got to tell me that.
No answer.
Boy. You have to tell me that.
All right, Doc.
You, I tell you what, my API on you just went up way high. You're scoring about 800 on my API. That's ass potential index.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've enjoyed the conversation. Hey, Doc, do you want to give that little website a plug one more time before we get off the air with you?
I do.
Okay, go right ahead.
Smart.
Yeah. There we go.
My,
why not?
You know, wow. The easiest way out of that, really, for Dr. Smokescreen, for Dr. Baker, would just be say, hey, it's a crapshoot. That's why they play the game. I got it
wrong.
Didn't
want to do that.
That's all we wanted.
He was trying to practice a little psychology on us, and, you know,
well,
anybody should know that doesn't work.
Right.
We will not be dissuaded when we both gang up on somebody. And I was with him. I was with him until he screwed me over. Personally.
And listen to him now. What a weasel he is now.
This is an age where nobody takes responsibility for their actions. And you'd think if anybody would spot that, it would be a psychologist. And he doesn't even see
blind.
It himself.
I was blind. Why didn't both of you warn me?
We're all blind.
I tried. I told you. Just Mike, listen. Anybody that's booked as a guest on this show to be an expert.
I know you did
something?
It on the air, but I thought it was being on the air. And I would have appreciated it if maybe in the hallway right after that segment you gently took me aside and said, don't do it.
No, crazy doctor.
Don't bet your $20 on that guy.
Crazy doctor.
Don't worry, Mike. Pretty soon you'll have enough to buy a new house.
Hey, Mike, hold on. This is going to make you happy.
Okay.
Let me just randomly open my Entertainment Weekly magazine. Oh, look. On everyone's greatest hit list. What could this be?
Why don't you open it up? I have a prediction to make.
Right
predict
now.
That won't make it through the show.
Uh-oh.
He's removed it from the magazine.
We should see how it works.
Don, I don't think it works out of the magazine.
No, yeah, it does. Watch.
All right, then I make another prediction. We can't do it anymore. Death by fire.
Perform a little surgery.
Hold on, sure we can. That's a great idea.
I don't have any fire. We can't.
Buzz, you got fire with you?
I do, yes. Bring it over.
On over.
We can't do it.
Death by fire.
This is the new rule here.
You know,
we're going to do it, and then we'll just say sorry later.
Right, death by fire, lighting it on fire. You almost lit your microphone on fire.
There we go. Hi, Charlie.
No fire in the studio.
Okay. Hold on.
Excuse me, folks.
That's it. It
stopped playing.
Stopped playing.
There we go.
And there I have just stumped that out.
Wonderful.
Right there.
There it is.
Does it still work?
Nope.
No.
It's done.
Look at it.
Look at this.
There you go.
Now we can see what really made it work, though.
Hey!
What?
It's working.
Hey, you didn't kill it. That's a durable chip.
Here we
go. Gonna try it again.
Oh, I see. Here it is right here.
Where is it? Is it up higher? It's up higher.
It's up where we didn't burn.
Yes, it is, Buzz.
Here we go. Now,
we're going to burn it again.
This is the sound of the lighter.
You got to light it again. There you go. All right, now it's on fire. Now, where's...
Come on.
Yeah, he got it.
You just heard it.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's going to be doing
it. I think.
What?
The chip's over here. If you could...
All right, stomp it out again and see if it works again. See if it works.
All right. This is like a science.
It's incredibly. What a durable advertising.
Hold on.
No, here. There's like a trigger right...
Rob is studying it.
Is it here?
It's like Red CSI now.
I think he killed it.
I don't think we can get it to play the song anymore.
He killed it. He burned it.
So it's not fire.
It burned to death.
What are you doing?
I think I can.
Conducting an autopsy. Cutting open the mouth.
Rob got it to work. All right. Now Don's actually lighting the chip.
Well, it stopped again.
It stopped again.
It always stops there.
That doesn't mean it's dead.
It always stops there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, did it melt?
You want me to start it again?
Starts to smell like it. Can you get your fingers?
No, he lit directly the chip.
It's going to be hot. It's still smoldering.
It's hot.
Be a deer. Don't burn your fingers, Rob.
Oh. It's hot as hell.
That's it. He burned it.
We'll trail those.
It's dead, Rob, isn't it?
coming off of
Rob. Never say die.
All right.
Yeah, Rob got it.
Hold on.
It will not die. The chip that will not die.
Is that where it stops every time?
Every time.
Yeah, and now I'm really smelling
plastic.
A lot of plastic and apparently mechanics. Rob, if you can get it going one more time.
Sure. Is the way you can get it any hotter?
See, now we've got. You guys got to help me describe what we've done.
All right, it's a little computer chip that's in the top of this magazine foldout.
Mm-hmm.
And you burn the bottom part of it when you thought it was in the middle.
Jackpot. Look.
Hold on.
Watch, here's the trigger.
Hold on. Oh, you just burned your mouth.
Playing again.
Set that on fire.
So I set the trigger on fire?
Well, no, hold on. You know what? Let it play out, and we'll light it right as we start it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
See, there, just
right.
Went off.
Try lighting it, like, right on that thing.
Go ahead and start the lighter.
Tom, kill it.
All right, hold
ready?
On. I don't want to burn your fingers, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
Go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. I'm trying.
Look at that.
Nope. All right. Nope.
Yeah, it lives.
Now we burned off the little
the trigger thing.
Little tab.
That's still burning.
Can you get it started again, Rob? Put your fingers into the red-hot flame.
Tongues of flame.
Mike, I'm just going to have to at this point rip. Oh, look it. Here you go.
Do you have it?
Is it something fireproof?
Some wiring here.
Well, hold it.
Got it.
Wait, you're just pulling the wire off?
You could never get this magazine on an airplane.
Are you trying to start it again, Rob?
Okay, hold on a second. Here's how it works.
Because Rob used to take things apart.
I think if we can get this... Yeah.
Oh, you got it?
Hit that contact.
This right here?
Yeah, well, we take the trigger off.
There you go.
Now it'll just play continually, I think.
All right, let's see how long it plays.
Let's see if it plays continuously.
Wait, get that up. Nope,
now
it stops.
All right, so I got to trigger it again.
That metal deal.
That thing?
Yeah.
Caution. Contents may be hot.
Come on.
It is hot.
Well, we got into the inner workings of it.
It smells like a garbage fire hanging
out. Bob has been great at starting this thing.
All right, hold on. What I'm going to do is pull
all you have to do is cut one of the wires.
Yeah, but I want it to be playing while it's set on fire.
Now it's going to stop again, though.
I know what I'm doing is just tearing off excess parts of the magazine to get it down.
Have a paper clip?
I probably do.
Paperclip, I think we can sort of hot wire it.
Hot wire it?
Hold, I got one.
All right. Now what you've exposed is
why the
tiny
coffin,
little circular seeker.
Excuse me, I've got some type of toxic gas,
the noxious fumes. Yeah.
So now what we've done is taken a 3-page, very heavy fiber ad out of Entertainment Weekly magazine
for the
Sopranos song. We've got it down to about a 3-inch piece of paper that actually.
Rob is putting a paper clip on it to jerry rig it so it plays continuously.
Or that, maybe I can bend it. Hold on.
Try jerry rig it. Don't bend.
You see what it?
Is it dead?
It might be.
I find that hard to believe.
You know what? It's going to have to be held there somehow.
All right, I'll hold it.
Hold that contact.
Hey, well, don't hold it for God's sake while you're burning it.
I'm going to.
You're
going to
burn yourself.
Let me just see if it plays continuously while I hold it.
All right.
hey, someone should send this tape to HBO.
HBO would love this.
The Sopranos. It's
hot. Where's our free jacket?
It stopped. Hey, you started it again, right?
Yeah, right. All right. I'm going to light the actual chip itself on fire.
All right, that'll kill it. Maybe. Is it fireproof? The paper wasn't.
The paper!
There it is. Melt, my pretty, melt.
Oh, plastic.
Still flying. Start it again.
You can't kill it.
I swear to God, I'm holding this thing that's half buzzing. You got to help me describe this. This thing is absolutely on fire, like 1 inch away from my finger.
I'm afraid we might have to go to Plan B.
Piece of cardboard about 2 inches by 6 inches. It's black.
You know what Plan B is?
It's flaming. What?
Hammer.
Hold on. Is it?
No, it's
there
still,
it goes. You bastard. Yeah,
Are you burning the power source?
He's holding the flame.
Burning through the... To the electronic components. There.
No.
Well, that stopped short.
The end of the cycle. See, it's fine.
Listen to it.
It will Look, not die.
I am setting the actual wires on fire.
It will not die.
You know, if only there was a real product out there.
Look at that. I mean, it's incredible.
Right. If only my PDA was built this way.
Somebody get the manufacturer. That's this thing is abused.
Hold on now again. I'm setting it on fire again.
You're going to set your thumb on fire.
Mike, what's the element that destroys all of your electronic components?
Water.
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 Mm-hmm.
Right. Here you go.
Can we use your cup?
Yeah.
Wendell?
Yeah, here.
You're an engineer. Can you help me? Thanks for the tweezers. Wendell, can you describe how it is that we are taking a butane lighter to this, and really this piece of work, we can't...
We need to build radio stations out of that.
Hey, now here, Don, you're going with fire. You need to go with water.
Engineer Wendell Hall.
All right, hold on.
Now he's got a cup of water. He's going to dump it into the water.
Let me see if it replays, because I'm holding it with tweezers now.
Right,
to set off the clip.
See if it plays underwater.
Needle nose fires.
There we go.
Okay, now submerge it.
Hold on.
Oh, you know what? Here, back off from the board.
I baptize thee in the name of the Father.
All right, we're dipping in the water.
Love.
Crap.
You're going to get about 10,000 volts through you.
Yeah, right. Watch
better. Rob, I was joking.
Rob gets pretty serious about this.
It's underwater.
It is submerged.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
The irrepressible soprano.
I swear to God, the thing is, we've set it on fire. It's been underwater, and now... Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me see if it still works.
Hold on.
Is it
dead?
Hold on.
I won't believe it.
Live, damn you!
It's dead.
Mike? Damn, I hate giving up on a patient like this.
I'm afraid to kill it.
I'm afraid, yes.
Give that chip a round of applause. My God, HBO...
We lost.
You know, I'm watching the opening of The Sopranos just because of that.
We lost it. We absolutely lost it.
I've never seen anything. We have never attempted to destroy something with more vigor, and it survived.
And I'm aware everybody's calling. Mike, you said...
I said we'll destroy it with a hammer.
Right, okay.
Click.
So we got that.
Wow.
Listen, I don't know how good that was to listen to, but that was an awful lot of fun to do.
It's a fun house.
If you want to, the last thing I want to do is sell this magazine because they don't send it to us for free.
Right.
But if you're in Walmart or Borders or wherever you are, and they've got the Entertainment Weekly magazine with Oscar on the cover, what you do is open it.
Oscar loves that chip.
Open it up right to the very middle where there's this gigantic cardboard greeting card with the Sopranos, and you open up and you hear the song, and then think about the fact that we ripped it out of the magazine, got down to just the mechanics of this little thing, set it on fire,
and then submerged it in a glass of water.
Yeah. And then finally, only then...
Water killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only then did it finally die.
Don't try this at home, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Rob.
And how much you want to bet? And don't tell me that I'm not a patriot, because you know I am. I bleed red, white, and blue. But how much you want to bet? Oh, made in Japan. How much you want to bet, America?
Well, we have to find out the manufacturer.
Made in Japan.
Well,
great soot. Gotta break, everybody. We'll be right back. Oh, Rob, we're not even loading up here.
That's because our machine's broken.
For goodness sake.
Yeah,
no.
On fire.
That's because we were having fun with fire.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.com. On a special evening. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It wasn't my fault. You stole my car. Where is the trust in this house? When I get confirmed, I'm going to be a man. So how come I can't drive?
Oh, you really want to get into this, huh? Who was that man that we had to pick up at camp last year for bedwetting?
That was the year before last. You could have killed those girls. Now, that would have been interesting. What? What did you just say? Death just shows the ultimate absurdity of life.
What is this? Are you trying to get me to lose my temper because I'm about to put you through that goddamn window?
See? That's what I mean. Life is absurd. Don't say that. God forgive you. There is no God.
Hey!
Don and Mike, this is a pleasure to be in the company of Emmy Award-winning Edie Falco. May I call you Carm?
Oh, please do.
And Carm would like to say hi to Don and Mike at Washington, D.C.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike, down in Washington, D.C. How are you? We're in the cold Big Apple.
What can we expect this year on The Sopranos?
More of The Sopranos.
At least 13 more, right?
At least about 13 more. That's all I can give you.
Well, we really hope the marriage works out with you and Tony. I mean, he's a handful.
You gotta love him.
No one ever looks quite so good dealing with someone who's about to have a mental breakdown as you. You're very pretty, and you're very put upon, and I think America loves you.
Oh, I couldn't be happier about it. Thanks.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was Rob was the one that was drunk during that interview.
Charming her out of her sock.
Not Edie Falco. Right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's raining yellow.
Occasional a-hole. Don and Mike.
Well, we got too much to get to on today's show. Too many damn good things to talk about. I told you we'll wait on the Janet Jackson thing and get into that at least in a second here. You know, we were in Houston, and I had the chance yesterday, incidentally, to speak with a guy who I know, who travels to Houston a lot, who was not pleased with our travelogue about Houston.
Hmm.
And I guess, I don't know why the guy's got such a giant boner for Cleveland, for Houston.
That was a slip.
Wow. He lives here.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned Cleveland because he used to live in Cleveland. And he said now...
Oh, so well, he knows all the hotspots.
He said Cleveland is an awful town. Houston is a great town. I don't know what you guys... We're talking about what part of Houston did you go to?
All of them.
Well, we went all over the place, and we know that because we were in a cab for 2 hours.
I said we went to the part that they cleaned up, to the part that they painted.
I really hate to interrupt you guys, but
it's still alive. What a Wendell.
He dried it out.
You did,
yeah. When it dries, it plays again.
We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to
use
the
tool.
What?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Use the tool. Give me the tool that we can't
Give
say.
Give the tool that we can't say. Get a tool that we can't say.
Get the tool. We're just going to have to do it.
That's all that'll do it.
So anyway,
your friend is what?
So the guy says to me.
Is he mad at you?
No. Just having a conversation with him. Houston's a great place. Blah,
right.
Blah, 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 blah. Then he said, but what was all that stuff about your boss? And the guy doesn't listen to our show every day like all of you guys do, and thank you for that. He said, the guy that your boss, Ken or Alan, whatever his
right.
name is, he went down on... Did you say that?
He'd be tricky with that one.
He went down on Dan Snyder's plane.
Uh-huh.
He went,
and that's a big task, let me tell you that.
Anyway, we want to call Alan and ask him how he managed to get on the plane.
All right, but right now...
run by the owner of the Redskins.
Don is going to take the tool that we cannot speak of, and we're going to destroy the Sopranos computer chip.
Heavy-headed tool with a handle.
All right. Well, get it going, Rob. Get it playing.
Man. Is that it?
That
or was that the end of the
cycle?
Want to try to do it again? See if it starts again, Ron?
Yeah.
Dead?
Is it dead?
Did he kill it?
Let me make sure. It's like a horror movie. It might come back.
Yeah, it has so far.
Sit up abruptly.
But look at the construction of this plastic thing that's holding this little chip. There.
Did it finally disintegrate?
I heard shattering.
Finally, it shattered.
Good.
There you go.
There it is.
She's dead.
Rob held it up to his ear as if it was going to play again.
Yeah.
No. Hey, we killed it.
Yay.
We are triumphant.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're gone.
That's fantastic.
You're gone. Thank you for the instrument, and thank you guys for not saying the name of the instrument.
Right.
Maxwell silver, you know.
Metal thing with a handle on it.
Right. That's was. Right. Used on home improvement. So the question is, Alan Leinwand, who's generally speaking just the luckiest guy in the world, how he has the job as the general manager of this radio station, I don't know.
He's a lucky man.
He's made a pact with Satan, and he's on Dan Snyder, who owns the Redskins, mm-hmm. he's on his private plane mm-hmm. to go down to Houston and stay at the fancy hotel. And he tried to hide it from us. Mm-hmm. He got very upset when we were hip to the fact that that's how he got down there.
Tried to keep it on the down low.
Right. Yeah. I saw Alan for a moment today when I was coming into work.
He's fun.
No, he's great fun. And we made our small talk.
Yeah.
But I didn't mention to him anything about the Snyder thing.
Oh, good.
And
hello, this is Alan Leinwand, Infinity Broadcasting.
This is Alan Leinwand.
Hello.
I'm a lucky man.
Hello.
I'm a lucky, lucky man. You get to go places for free.
Fine.
Hello.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Alan?
Alan Leinwand.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Are we leaving a message for him?
Leave a callback number. Press 5.
I had an idea.
Oh, go ahead. You can start.
Hi, Alan. This is Dan Snyder. Thanks so much for flying on my little plane. And going down on my plane. Thank you. Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Alan, we're curious. How did you manage to get down on Dan Snyder's plane? What was it like going down on Dan Snyder's plane?
We think that it would be a good idea if you were to call us and enlighten us as to how you got to be so lucky with all the privileges.
Because you know us, Alan. We never forget. We're like elephants. You know?
Never forget. And we are extremely jealous.
And curious. So we won't let this go. You can hide from us if you want. But eventually we'll find you.
Yes, we will.
Thank you. Hope you had a wonderful time at the Super Bowl.
Goodbye, then.
Bye, then.
Bye, then. Oh, doesn't Dan want to say goodbye to him?
Goodbye. Bye, Aaron.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1.
Yeah.
To send your message with normal delivery,
no urgency.
Press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, mm-hmm. press 2.
Has anybody ever received...
Okay. Your message has been sent.
A cell message that had been sent with...
Yeah, what's urgent? Fire truck light that goes outside of the phone or what?
Because as far as I know, it's always the same every single time,
I've
right?
forgotten one that said particularly urgent.
No. What is the urgency level of pressing 2 as opposed to 1?
That makes
you're right,
you feel
I've never
better.
Received one like that.
Well, or maybe people just aren't in a real big hurry to get in touch with them.
Well, no, I've gotten a lot of messages, and every time my phone turns on, mm-hmm. and if there's a message, you get the little beep, beep, beep.
Right.
But it doesn't say emergency.
Whenever I send you a message, when I leave you a message, I click the no big deal button. So it's not to alarm you, because I know you're under a great deal of pressure each and every day.
Right, that would be, and I appreciate that, that would be why...
The NBD.
That would be why I get so few messages from you. Why our contact off the show revolves one way and one way only, and that's me contacting you.
Right. Now, I know. Now, that's not totally fair. I call you occasionally.
Occasionally?
Twice a month.
Okay. Occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get in the way of you. I think you get plenty of communication from people on this show.
I know.
And it's just not my place.
But occasionally I look to chat with you socially. And every time I look to chat with you socially, you're not there.
Really?
You're always going, don't you ever check your machine?
Yeah.
At home?
Sure.
What about the, I know
recently you've left me a couple that I haven't gotten back to you on. I had that flood.
And you didn't press urgent.
When you left that on the home number.
Right.
That one I didn't get until like days later.
Oh.
When my phones were turned back on and we'd already had a conversation about it.
Okay, so.
So normally if I see you every day, so if you leave me a message that I don't get, I'll see you. And that was one, the last one. Then there was another one that I don't know why I didn't get it.
And then there was a...
I normally call you back,
but there was a third one.
I know. I mean, I know who's important in my life.
No, I'm just saying that
a lot of
times... I
call you back immediately.
I call you with stuff that has nothing to do with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just when something happens or something's funny, I call. Every time I call you, you're not there.
But I'm going to try to call
you. Good for you, because you got a life.
I'm going to.
Because I don't. So I'm sitting here. When things happen, I just call
my
friends.
I was mellow last night. Last night would have been a perfect night.
Well, I didn't have
not
anything.
Not tonight, though. Tonight I won't be available.
Didn't have anything for you last night. Here you go. People are telling us how urgent works. Tim, Don and Mike Show, how does the urgent work?
Hey, buddies. Say if you got 10 messages on your phone and the fifth message was urgent. When you listen to them, it would just play that for all the other messages.
Oh, all right. Well,
there you go.
But it doesn't actually say urgent?
It'll tell you you have one urgent message.
I've never gotten it where it says, so I mean, when it plays back the next message, urgent, sent, is that the way it says it?
It will tell you, and it trumps all your other messages.
What if they're all marked urgent?
Ooh, I don't know then.
Thank you.
So then, but who presses the urgent, except for us on the show? But if you really do... then what this guy said is valuable, that your message would get bumped to the top of the list, right?
I'm not sure. I've never called phone. I've never called my phone to see if I have that feature.
Yeah, I don't know.
When I leave a message. I don't think I do.
I don't think I do.
I'll try.
And I hate that if you'd like to leave a callback number.
Hold on.
I leave the message and leave the number.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it on mine right now.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Hey, stud. How you doing?
You rock.
How you doing?
You doing?
I understand you hung out with Matt Perry at the Super Bowl.
You are a lucky man.
You are quite the man.
Only thing that made that weekend better is flying down on Dan Snyder's plane.
I'm going to send this urgent.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To send your message now, press 1 at any time. To mark urgent, press 2. Message marked urgent. To send your message now, press 1.
All right.
So now I will call back, and we'll see what it says, right?
I am very curious about that. I feel silly doing it, but I think it's something I want to see what it sounds like.
The only way we'll know.
Okay, hold on, and hold on.
Please enter your passcode.
Okay. Well, I heard that, and that came over.
I think we all did, Mike.
There you go. It doesn't matter.
1. Hello? New message marked urgent.
Hey.
That's it. I've never gotten
your first message marked urgent.
Urgent message.
From phone number 703.
Oh, well, that would be. I'm giving out the hotline. I don't want to do that.
The local call.
Okay. At 3:54 p.m.
Yeah, that was you.
Hey, stud. How you doing?
Okay.
You rock.
Message erased.
Okay.
There are no more messages.
You're not going to keep that message?
Main menu.
So there you go. Imagine that. You really can
get
put. And, of course, I had no other messages because that's the kind of guy I am. But
right.
If there had been another message.
Now, if it's marked urgent.
It'll get bumped right up to the top.
Hey, you got to get back to me right away.
Very, very urgent.
Urgent.
Urgent. That's what B.O. Bob said.
It's kind of urgent. Rob Williams.
For a while.
Trying to get a hold of Larry King.
One of our interns, Buzz's intern, Bob Seska, B.O. Bob.
Yeah. Hello?
He was on the trail of Larry King, and he would call Larry. Larry had lunch at the same restaurant, Duke Ziebert's, every day.
Because he got it for free.
So we had B.O. Bob call him up.
And ask him what he's enjoying for lunch today, and he did it like 5 times.
And we can never play the tape on the air because... You can't play the part with Larry King's voice. We had to beep it out. But the one part Bob does say at the very beginning...
It's kind of urgent.
I'm going to be a guest later on his program.
And
it's kind of urgent.
Yeah, the maitre d' is like saying, what's this about? I'm going to be a guest on his... And he's doing this horrible accent.
It's very urgent.
It's very urgent. I need to speak with him.
Rob, if you could find that right now, that'd be outstanding. We got to hit a break.
B.O. Bob was really one of the best.
Urgent. There's a guy that would do anything. He's
called the Grease Man when he was on here.
I would say in the history of this show, the two best do-anything guys, number one would be, you know, Be a Deer Robbie.
Correct. Right?
Because he used to dress up and...
Yes.
The wig and the bra and the
shorts. All kinds of stuff.
Right.
Jimmy the intern was very loyal.
He'd do anything.
Yep. And he loved to fight.
Fiercely loyal.
He really loved to fight.
Mm-hmm. He had a problem with listeners. He had the biggest problem with listeners of anybody. He had Joe's job now, and he used to get in terrible fights with listeners. Yeah.
And then there was B.O. Bob.
Bob Seska.
But Jimmy, all-time greatest moment was Jimmy dressed in the rabbit suit on that TV station in Baltimore.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
The greatest.
So sure. This is why when we say urgent, we say... Urgent.
Urgent.
Because it's the way B.O. Bob said this. Now, he's calling Larry King. This is 12 years ago. calling him at a restaurant downtown. Yeah. We had to beep out the part where Larry King speaks to him, but it's Bob. It's only 30 seconds long. Here it is.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please?
That's your waiter.
Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent.
Kind of urgent.
Rob Williamson?
Rob.
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show.
And here comes Larry. Here he comes.
Hi.
Hello, Larry. I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch? I
Why you care?
And the record will reflect what he said was.
Why are you doing this?
Don't do this.
Don't do this.
Why are you doing this? Don't do this.
Hello.
Don't do this.
We got a break. Be right back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Back in less than 10 minutes.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Esparto, California. Hello.
Larry King, my question is for Joe Allen. Joe Allen, from where you're sitting now, does it look like Larry paints his bald spot that Don and Mike show?
What?
It's
a
very intelligent question, sir. I know Don and Mike, and of course, one of them fell out of the crib as a child, as I remember when they were in Washington. I think the other one pushed him. I think they know each other since childhood, but I have no idea what he's talking about. But a very good question, sir. It shows that you're really keen on things, and I'm glad you waited an hour to ask it. I have no idea what he's talking about.
The Don and Mike Show. General managers of the Dummy Depot, Don and Mike.
Listen, it's February 3rd. We've already screwed up the first 2 days of Black History Month. We totally forgot about it.
No.
However, you know, the producers, they give me the list every day.
Right.
Of the birthdays, and this is so-and-so month, and so-and-so month.
Right.
And I'm looking at the thing, I say, oh, happy birthday, Christie Brinkley, Farrah Fawcett, the guy that was Data on Star Trek. Of course, this month is Black History Month. It's also National Snack Food Month. Oh, boy. And I smell a... How did I write this down? An eating tribute contest.
An eating tribute contest.
Yes, because it's Black History Month and National Snack Food Month. Now, not the obvious,
right?
Not fried chicken and watermelon.
No, not the stereotypical things that have caused such incredible controversy.
Yes. I'm talking about... pig's feet, you know, ox. I was at something down in Houston when someone was saying to me, one of the players is having a party with, is it ox brain, ox tail, ox tail soup, ox tail buzz? I simply call it soul food.
A soul food eating contest?
Uh-huh.
Who will be eating the soul food?
White guys.
As a tribute.
Very white guys. So we got a whole month to work.
Well, you know what we have to do? We have to educate ourselves about soul food.
And that would mean Bobby Mailman would probably have to come down and tell us what's what.
Mm-hmm.
So don't call now, Robert. Call later. Or call Charlie. Call Charlie at home.
Very good.
That's probably the best way to handle that. I told you there was a lot about Janet Jackson. Mm-hmm. I think that everybody is kind of OD'd on this thing.
Well, I think there's a bit of a backlash now. I think people have actually gotten a little upset with how much this is generating when there's some more, you know, significant stories.
All of the facts are as we explained them to you yesterday, except now everybody is still trying to cover your ass. Keith Olbermann on MSNBC said last night that he had two sources, one for CBS and one who works for, I said sources.
Michael Source.
One that works for TV and one that works for the NFL. It said Janet Jackson's breast or breasts would be bared briefly during the halftime
mm-hmm.
show. Janet Jackson has now admitted, of course, that the whole thing was more than just Justin Timberlake said, a wardrobe.
Now, do you get the impression that Janet Jackson is going to
fall on the grenade for this and take sole responsibility or what?
Yes. Let me see. But even before she apologized, there were hints it was hardly the accident. Here's what she said. She said that he pulled too much stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
That there was that red lace layer,
right,
that he was supposed to just pull off the top and just leave the lace. No one says, Janet Jackson has not said for sure whether her, hold on, let me look at it, medieval-looking nipple decoration was meant to be seen. However, she did acknowledge that Janet Jackson, now, she does have...
Sorry.
Wow.
Dude.
Man, oh man, that was a big one.
Yeah, it was.
Dude. Gentlemen, Buzz Burbank just sneezed.
You asked me not to mute that, so I didn't.
Outstanding.
Wow, what is that, Rob?
Give me a replay.
Oh, it was a replay on that. Janet Jackson says she does wear nipple jewelry. Everything, if it was an accident, all the stuff yesterday about why was this on MTV is the shocking moments when he was singing Rock Your Body. She apologizes. Her statement says...
The big one.
Yeah, it was.
Here, you have
sneeze.
It? Okay, yeah, roll Buzz's sneeze.
Queuing.
It's okay.
Steering link.
Doing live radio show.
Yeah, well,
she did acknowledge that Janet Jackson. Now she does it.
Yeah, that was a good one, Buzz. Thank
you. That was kind of worth the price of admission.
And that is the rule now that if we have any kind of bodily.
That's right.
That doesn't include farting necessarily. That's still by choice, right?
Yeah, I've farted.
You've chosen recently. You know, we go cyclically with that. I've noticed that you've chosen to share them lately, and you don't always do that.
The only when they're good, I think.
Sneezes are rare, though. They're special.
Yeah,
yes, they are.
Yeah. Let it happen.
So are farts.
Not rare, but special.
That's true.
Well, then pull the mic down there, Mike, if you've got a big beeper coming out.
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't.
But, I mean, the next time you do.
Well, you know, we were doing it there every time, and, you know, now you've started again, so when I get one, maybe I'll just share.
Well, here's the thing. I dropped it when it got so commercialized, Mike.
Yeah. Good for you, Don.
When you felt like you were selling out. Well, really, when they sold it to a client.
Yeah.
And we had to read a commercial every time one of us farted on the show.
Yeah, that was pretty nasty.
That's the one that's gone too far.
Tedious.
Yeah. Let's see. Janet Jackson, here's her apology. The decision to have a costume reveal at the end of the halftime performance was made after final rehearsals. MTV was totally unaware of it. It was not my intention to go to that far. I apologize to everybody, the audience, MTV, CBS, and the NFL. Now, dum-dum Jason Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
I'm sorry. Yeah, what,
the
Robbie?
The reason I think it's fixed is they have a phrase for it, a costume reveal.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's obviously something they've given some thought
to. Sure, Justin Timberlake, not Jason, Justin Timberlake.
Is he ready to change his story for the third time?
Yeah, he got interviewed by that tool Pat O'Brien on Access Hollywood one second after all of it happened. And here is the absolute final word on this. This is a direct quote. He said, "Hey, man," he's talking to Pat O'Brien, "we love giving you all something to talk about."
Mm-hmm.
So he knew
it was coming.
Thing, and
I don't buy the part about it being revealing more than it was supposed to. I think it was that's what they were going to do.
Listen, so we've all seen her teeth. We've all talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it seems that she's fallen on the grenade,
right?
For something that was obviously planned.
I think really, if this was any kind of calculated cover up or calculated acceptance of responsibility, perhaps they said, you know, Janet really doesn't have all that much to lose here. And, you know, if she's covering the asses of CBS and MTV.
Well, CBS is now turning on her.
Oh, really?
CBS is, they're having talks now. Nothing's been decided, mm-hmm. but they're having talks. They're discussing bouncing both Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake from the Grammy Awards on Sunday night. Because of the national uproar following their Super Bowl stunt.
Man.
Just when it don't get any weirder.
I think that's gutless.
Right. Well, listen. As we said yesterday, gutless because it's obvious from the promotion on MTV.com mm-hmm. that they knew what was going to happen.
Right.
CBS owns MTV. There's no way. Listen, I got news for you. You can't go down the hall and take a leak without telling somebody in this company, I'm going down the hall to take a leak.
Right.
They've got this whole synergy thing happening.
I don't know. Maybe it's because we do this show and I'm jaded to a lot of this stuff. But I'll tell you, it seems to me to be just an incredible overreaction. It really does.
So now you take her off the show.
You know, you take her off the Grammys. It's probably going to happen too.
And you take him off the show too. All right.
Then you give him a special a year from now.
I knew that. I knew right. that would make you feel bad, Mike. So I got something. I found something else. I'm going to make you feel good.
Okay.
Oh, how's your Robert Blake today?
My Robert Blake is always just 100%, Donnie, just below the surface there.
Okay.
You lay it on me, brother.
Now, I don't have the tape of this, but I do have...
You throw me them softballs, I'll bat them out of the park.
All right, he's leaving court yesterday.
What did he do?
He stopped to buy a hot dog.
Yeah, because that stand that they were selling front has them hot dogs I like so bad.
So there's a guy standing out there, and he's one of these dudes that's playing the guitar, and he's got his guitar box on the street, and people throw a dollar in.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Blake said, hey, how about a song? And the guy said,
how about you play me a little tune in my time of woe?
The guy said to Robert Blake, how about you play a song? Robert Blake took the guitar, and then
sang in front of the cameras
somewhere over the rainbow.
I gotta say this to my little daughter who might be out there watching. Somewhere over that rainbow, brother, man, there's a pot of gold for everybody.
How freaking funny is that?
Man, I'm just relieved. Don, can I tell you something from the bottom of my heart?
What's that, Robert?
I'm just glad to be out of that orange jumpsuit, brother. I tell you right now, I'm feeling pretty down and discouraged, and I thought singing that Judy Garland tune would just bring me out of my abyss.
So he just wanted a hot dog.
Hot dog and a song.
Hot dog.
Little chili dog, little somewhere over the rainbow.
Now, let's see. Can you guess who's next on my list?
Is Oprah Winfrey.
No.
Rosie O'Donnell.
A winner.
Ah.
Martha Stewart trial.
Only two choices, incidentally.
Martha Stewart trial. She shows up.
Wow.
And incidentally, she's still got the Hitler haircut.
Right.
Even though she's trying to comb it back and look a little more like the Rosie that all the house frows love on TV, she still has got...
Rosie!
She still has got the ridiculous
what
Hitler
the hell
haircut.
Is she doing there?
She's there to show celebrity support. Now... Mm-hmm. She had a press conference where she announced that, what did she say? It worked for O.J. That, I guess, because O.J. had his parents in the courtroom.
Oh, okay.
And celebrity friends, mm-hmm. although I don't remember any celebrity friends showing up to support Juice. She did do one other thing. She showed up with a sign that said, Free Martha, and she brought, as gifts to the prosecution... bags of M&Ms.
What an ass. She,
you know,
she's also out of her mind, also.
You know.
I think it's got a chip broken.
It's Rosie O'Donnell. It's Martha Stewart. Yeah. I mean, really, not a lot of love for either
and
of
I'm
them.
And I'm sure that the whole
but
thing is,
I've been through this. I know what it is.
That's exactly right.
I know, but you got to know. If you're Martha Stewart, you're going...
Get her out of here.
Oh, Christ. First off, look at her. She's butch as
right.
can be. She's got her Hitler haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is she giving out free candy?
Paul Poundstone will be dropping by.
I'm not going to help in prison.
She's giving you away free candy. Okay. Stop. Is that it?
No.
She won't stop. Yesterday. Okay, all right, Rosie. We got the M&M. We got it. Where's John McDee?
Oh,
CLTs.
Oh, that was man. I'd like to hear that one again.
All right, Rosie. Yesterday I told you. Remember, towards the end of the show, I said that Shaquille O'Neal thing. That
yes.
I got an MP3.
When he raved out at the referees.
Right. Well, I don't have the MP3 today.
Oh.
But
it's okay, you brought M&Ms.
Here's the thing, that sometimes I think I know what I'm doing on the computer, and I get something, and it says, you know, download now, mm-hmm. and I click it, and then it says, file's done. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay.
Yeah.
And it says, do you want to locate the file? You put, yes. Yeah. And then you hear, like in the case of this MP3 that I was sent, it says, you know, Shaquille O'Neal dropping the F-bomb, and they say, but you're on live TV, and he says, I don't give it up. Well, I've got it. But it's somewhere in my computer, and I'm not sure exactly what file it's in. I didn't, because, you know, I didn't put it anywhere. It was just, okay, it's done.
But did somebody send it to you to start with?
Yes, yes. I don't have it for you today. However, he has apologized.
for using profanity.
Oh, yes.
That he's, you know, he says, what did he say?
Well, no, the man I first raised here in the moment, really, my choice of words was inappropriate. I ask not to apologize.
I sure like to hear it.
There you go. Well, it's in my computer somewhere.
And your wife worked late last night, right?
Yes, and she and she's working today, so I'm hoping.
She's your computer liaison.
Yeah, and also the problem is that my son was home a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I when I was going through, I was trying to figure out, first off, while I'm trying to find this thing on my computer, why are there like 1,000 icons on my computer?
Mm. Icons you never use.
Right. Well, I'm going through and I'm deleting them because it's all the crap that my kids got on there. Then I noticed that I've got what's eating up just an incredible amount of space on the computer, and the computers are moving slower. And it's because he's downloading what's the last Shanghai, the Tom Cruise movie?
Oh, you mean the Tom Cruise Last Samurai?
Yeah. What he's done is, I guess, I don't know when he went back to school a week or so ago.
Well, yeah, he waltzes back to his own computer where he's not going to, you know, have people kick his door in a second,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, I'm not concerned about that necessarily.
Mr. Source, we're the federal authority.
Michael Source.
You've got a movie illegally.
I did see the ad during the Super Bowl, the one right. about, you know, and I'm sorry, it just, it doesn't cut through yet. I know it's illegal and everything, but the ad just didn't cut through. But anyway, my point is,
were you able to get rid of it?
I got rid of the movie Elf. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I'll never need Elf on my computer. Uh-huh. I got rid of two or three other movies that are in the theater now, but the thing that's junking up the works is the fact that it's downloading The Last Samurai. And wow. Meanwhile, all I'm trying to do is find my tape of Shaquille O'Neal mm-hmm. that foolishly on my own computer.
How long does it take to download something like that?
A movie?
Yeah.
In the case of this, it's the last I checked, it was 68% through. It's the computer's working on it at a very low priority.
Okay.
And while other stuff is being done, it just says, okay, I'll take this part of what I'm doing.
So what would be the time frame for downloading a movie like that?
I think
that?
I think my kid's done it in 3 or 4 hours.
Three or four hours.
It's not instantaneous.
But it also depends on the server of whoever has the movie,
right,
too.
Right.
I mean, there's so many factors that can slow it down.
And
I'm told.
Just one more thing here before. Yeah, it's phone scan time. The double standard once again. I have to bring this up. This is going to be an issue with me. We work for CBS. We got a delay. We've got a guy that's got a delay after that. They got a delay after that. They won't let us say the word for getting your jerk on
right.
that starts with M.
Not the medical term.
No. But we can say get your jerk on. We can say J-O. We can say spray the wall. We can say just about anything.
Yeah, and the reason it's a medical term is because it happens in hospitals constantly.
However, how is it that fellow CBS Westwood One Infinity broadcaster, Don Anus, drops the S-bomb on his show, and nothing happens? There's no delay. There's no nothing.
Is it because no one's listening? that might be a good reason.
Let me see. Imus.
Well, it's stupid idiots.
Somebody called his show. Somebody was supposed to be a guest on his show.
Holy ass. Where are they, Bernard?
And he said, the quote was, they're supposed to have somebody on, and he said, she's blowing us off for CNN? That's bull ass. And then he was screaming, you don't do that to me again, booking someone who's blowing us off.
Where the hell are my sunflowers?
This is outrageous.
there's my 10-gallon hat.
And here's all that our company had to say.
Oh, good.
We regret that this went out over the air. That's bullshit. I'm just seeing if they're going to hit the button when I say it. That's bullshit.
Well, repeating it won't help.
I've only said it twice.
That's true.
That's bull. Now, I have the lay as long as that thing is lit, right?
Yeah, but you would have to hit it.
I would have to hit it?
You think I would.
I got one more in? You think I've got another one in?
I don't
know. Well, if it happened to get through, I'm sure someone would just say, we regret that this went out over air.
We regret it. Alan Linewand. Alan, this is Alan Linewand.
Again, I'm just pointing out the double standard mm-hmm. here. You know, right. You mean to tell me that Anus doesn't have a delay on his show?
I would think he would.
Said it again. Yeah, but they'll hit the button here every time.
We regret that.
You know,
But they just probably hit it again because I said the word masturbation.
I'll let you know.
Like, you can say the S word.
You know, we can't even say it when we're seriously, when we have a sexpert that's on the show, when it really is something where we're discussing it clinically.
Man,
that's surprising. I'll
tell you what's not BS, though.
And you get this. This is fine. You hear this. That was a three pumper right there. You had three little cylinders in the chamber.
I did. Phone scan right now. 877-365-3636.
It smells like BS in here.
That's the phone number from America.
Bernard, did you do that?
Canada, 800-636-1067.
Hi, Rosie.
204-321-067. You're called on the rotating random phone scan. Lie straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
There are a couple of things going on around town we want you to know about. Oh, Don and Mike, is this true?
Two favorite radio guys. I know you're a big fan of theirs.
I am.
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of their studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I thought about this. I mean, I do like them very much, but they don't...
See?
I mean, they just strike me as kind of... I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe scruffy.
See?
But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men. And I already announced that I'm gay.
Anyway, so you can do that.
Don and Mike Show. We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Phone scan, did I give out all the numbers? I think so. 877-365-3636. From America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. at 202-432-1067. Hold on now. Robbie, you got everything in there, but where's the... Bidaloo, 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 because I got this one there. I got
it's raining yellow.
I got that. I don't got the bidaloo, 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 bidaloo thing.
But you're talking about the music bed?
No, I've got Brad, this. The bidaloo, 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 bidaloo. See, that's it. Bidaloo, 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 bidaloo.
Electronic touchstones, and now the music bed.
There we go. All right, your calls unscreened. Let's get right to them. Hello, Don and Mike Show, world famous phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
How do you enjoy it?
You're on the air. Hi.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike.
He's got his chip from Entertainment Weekly magazine.
Hey.
It's alive.
All right. That is funny always. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Very well.
I'm getting ready to pump out some number two out of a portable toilet. And second of all, I just want to know if your wife had to pick up any ass from the dogs when you left for the weekend.
Yeah, I know you were mentioning that the other day. You locked them downstairs, and they could do whatever they want. Were they well behaved, or did they leave
poo
down there?
Don't know. Not gone. The gypsies came in to clean today.
Oh, wow.
I would imagine that I'll get a report from the gypsies.
Well, if it lasted all the way to the gypsies, you would have noticed it, right?
Well, no. See, because I locked the dogs in the basement.
Right.
And I don't know if my wife... I'm sure when she went down there to let the dogs out of the basement, they came out. You know, she probably did.
Probably.
I was thinking what I would do if it was me.
It would be there until the cleaning people came.
Correct. But I'm pretty sure that if the dogs asked down there...
It would be dry by that point.
Frida would have cleaned it up and told me. So, no, I don't know about that. Sorry.
All righty.
All right, see you. Bye now.
Hello. And congratulations. You know, I didn't, while he was still on the line, I should have said to him, congratulations on the good work you do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show and whatnot. Hello.
Hey, Don.
And Mike, hi.
Hey, I was going to tell you how to find that Shaquille MP3.
How to find it on my computer? Can you tell me very briefly?
I can tell you in probably two steps. Just click on your start menu and go to find.
Sir,
and you
sir, can I tell you something?
Sure.
Already lost me. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm not a tell guy. I'm a show guy.
Right.
That's what I mean. You can, and I'm this way with directions. On the occasions that I actually do look at directions,
mm-hmm.
much easier for me if somebody else reads the directions and says, it just shows me, says, plug this here, click here, do that. That I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to write down a list and it's like, click on start, then double left click on this icon and double it, then forget it.
Mm-hmm. And is there a difference between directions and instructions?
are which would be directions. I always think of is what somebody tells you
how to get
instructions
somewhere,
right? Are like in a stereo cabinet.
You make a good point.
And I think I've officially stopped the show right
Hello,
now.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I've been sleeping here all afternoon, and I just Hello. Pop in and stop the show for a while.
No, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling very well.
Are you really?
Very, very well.
Better than you felt recently?
Yes, 100% better.
I got a thing on my desk upstairs. I didn't bring it down today, but it's 20 things that you don't know about germs.
Really?
And one of the big things is that antidepressants. Antibiotics don't really help.
Really?
With a cold, that's true.
Well, I have bronchitis, so it's not a...
That's different.
The doctor said that's not a cold, but but I think it starts as a cold, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
But I'm fine.
Hey, Hello? Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi, great.
Hey, Friday when you left the show in the very handy, capable hands of Joe, right?
Friday?
Yeah, when we left early, Joe ran the best of segment.
Oh, you mean on... Oh, right, you mean Thursday, the day that we did half a show to go down
best
to Houston.
Best of, yeah.
Thursday.
Right.
Well, did you notice, like, 5 minutes after you left it in the handy, capable hands of Joe that you had to go to interference, you know, the Don Pardo bit, you know?
You mean there was some sort of technical snafu?
Yeah.
You probably got a bad CD or a bad CD player.
Is that the problem?
Yeah.
Is that the problem?
It skips.
You know, if we actually asked him to come in and explain, that would take probably another half hour out of the show.
I anticipated that.
Hello, thank you, bud.
I was hoping that guy could say the word handicapable again, though.
Handicapable. Don and Mike show and whatnot. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Pleasure to talk to you. I'm calling from Canada, eh?
Right, there you go. The calls from Canada.
We are getting amazing calls from Canada.
Yeah. Oh, what can we do for you?
I just got into the igloo, and I'm putting my snowshoes away, but I heard a story, or read a story about James Brown. After he got out of jail, announced that he was separating from this woman that he's with, based on he's still the
he'd like an annulment.
Probably the best. I mean,
no, because she's still legally married to somebody else, and she couldn't take a punch.
Now hold on, you bastard! I got to get your phone number because, dude. I've got your number on caller ID. You said a joke. You weren't calling to talk about James Brown.
It was all an elaborate setup for a Canadian joke.
For a bad joke.
Well, you know, you got to sneak it in there when you can. We got the beer up here.
No.
Yeah, you got to behave.
You have one of two choices. You give out the number now, or we'll do what we will. Or we'll do what we will do with it.
Right.
Well, and you guys do an excellent job doing it.
All right, well, enjoy it when the paratroopers land in your backyard. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
So we sent it over to the proper authorities.
Bye-bye.
Backwards. He'll be sitting there quietly watching his Canadian
the
television.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. Oh, if you know the number, please...
Yeah, now the secret is out.
Right.
Now the secret is out.
Should have asked him a math question.
We can't caller ID people from Canada.
No, but we can send the army in there.
Yes, that's why I said we'll just do whatever. That was kind of that.
That was Rob's idea.
5-4-3-2. Did you get that on your walkie-talkie? Niner. Because I'm just bluffing the guy. If you're calling from Canada, go ahead. Prank call us. We can't do anything to you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, phone scan. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Now you... Hey, this is what's great about America.
Yeah.
I know right away this guy's calling from area code 360.
Yeah, baby.
Where is that?
It is Olympia, Washington.
Right on. Well, what can we do for you?
Well, I got to say, you guys are my absolute heroes.
Thanks.
Wrote you guys a letter. You read it on air. It was about, radio gods or whatever and how I missed you in Seattle and how you inspired me to be a DJ.
You're a DJ?
Well, I was until this morning.
You got fired?
No. They pissed me off, and it was my last show. I was actually quitting because I was going back to school. And what I did is I pulled the great Don Geronimo, put on the Eagles Already Gone, and leave the station.
There you go. That's my man. Now when I did it back in the day, it was on a Sunday at 2 o'clock when there was nobody.
And you did it back in the day when it was records, and you could actually hear the...
Right. Now... You did this. Were you working for a real station, a college station?
Well, it was a real station. It's kind of a community station. It's not, it's nothing.
No,
nothing
commercial.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks for trying to emulate my greatness. I appreciate that. You're trying to be, you know what you are, sir? A rebel without a cause.
Hey, he's going back to school. He's joining the rest who are going back to school.
You pull that stunt on a cable access show. Uh-huh. It don't count the same. Right. You want, if you want that in the win column, just let me take you back in history. The year is 1975. The radio station is WKTQ, the very famous 13Q in Pittsburgh.
Right.
This is a station that has a 10 share in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, when I knew I was going to be fired the following day.
You got some intel that you were going to get canned on Monday.
I'm getting fired Monday. Sunday afternoon, nobody in the radio station. I'm on from 2 to 6, get about halfway through the shift. Guess what? I found out I'm being fired tomorrow. Fortunately, I've got another job. It's been a pleasure, Pittsburgh. 13Q, and then whatever I said, you know, Don Geronimo's copyright features may not be produced. Thank you both for listening. At hello. Started the record, got in my car, had the pleasure, the thrill of hearing the thing just, and Mike, it wasn't a, it was on cart.
Oh, so it's a,
so we, I heard that burp.
Just dead silence.
When it was done, it was 32 or 33 minutes as I drove down the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
And you looked in your rearview mirror and you could see the smoke from the bridge.
It was just great. What a great feeling. Hello, Don and my show. Of course, the next job that I've been to, I got fired after 2 months of that job.
Did they do anything to you at that Pittsburgh station for being, did they do something mean to you? Or?
The only thing that Bob Savage did was he called Bill Garcia. He called my new program director to tell him what I had done. Mm-hmm. And at the time, Bill Garcia thought that that was a clever thing.
Mm. Oh, good.
Until I did something on his station that he didn't think was clever and he fired me.
You know, it's not even a radio job, but when I was picking tobacco and I quit after only 3 weeks, they gave me a wedgie and hung me from a tree.
There needs to be more of that in radio.
Hello, John and Mike's show.
Help, boys.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I just want to find out. I'm getting ready to buy my wife some breasts. And if you guys thought it was a good idea to get her a pre-titular agreement done.
Okay, now you're trying real hard here to be funny, area code 571. Now, with you, I do have the number.
So that's fine. I was being being serious.
You better just apologize, please.
Amateur comedian.
It wasn't funny, so you need to apologize.
You need to apologize or the number goes out.
I am sorry.
Okay. All right. Now, you're really going to buy your wife fake breasts?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and without the... And can you turn down your radio, please?
Because you're listening to yourself on the radio. So, I mean, it's two violations in one phone call.
And I hate to nitpick here on the Feel Good Tuesday.
Is it a third violation?
Well, he's a mouth breather.
Yeah, you're breathing...
I can tell right away that, sir, God put that thing in the middle of your face with the two holes. That's where you breathe through, not through your mouth.
I'm sorry again.
Okay, now let's try... breathing without breathing through your mouth.
That's working a little bit better.
All right. That's working
now, is this something you wanted to do or something she wanted to do?
Something she wanted to do, but I will like when it's done.
Okay. I'm still finding it hard to believe that riddle me this. How long had she been in the coma when you married her? Or how long had she been in prison when you married her? Because you don't bring a lot to the phone call.
No, I don't think so.
I'm finding it hard to believe that there would be a woman.
Do you know a friend of mine
that would fall in love with you and marry you?
Speaking of men that are excited about their wives getting new ones, a friend of mine who will go nameless was actually came up to me and said to me at a party. He said, "Hey, I'm pretty excited." I said, "What are you excited about?" He said, "The booby fairy came to my house." Now, when I hear that, I immediately say to myself, well, the woman's pregnant.
You could say titty fairy.
And titty fairy came to my house, and I said, hey, that's really great. Hey, I didn't know that. I'm reacting, and he's not saying anything.
Yeah.
But I'm reacting like you would when a guy tells you he's going to have a kid.
Congrats.
Another kid. And I know. And so she arrives at the party a little bit later, and I walk up to her, and I say, I understand congratulations are in order. And she said, yes, yeah. And she's kind of looking at me half confused and stuff like that. I said, well, you must be, I bet it's going to change your life. I mean, it's been a while, right? I know you got the other little ones, but boy, this is terrific. She said, what the hell are you talking about? I said, your husband told me that, well, I don't want to say the way he said it, but congratulations on your pregnancy. I'm not pregnant. I got a boob job.
And, of course, that man was...
It was Rod the whole time. But I felt mighty, mighty stupid when I did that.
Imagine what was going through her mind when you said, I know you already have the little ones.
Right. I know.
Wow.
And she was looking at it, and it was getting more and more. And I'm like, why aren't you... accepting my congratulations in a more sincere way.
They were served with paper.
And then I realized, and I said, and so I lectured my buddy. I said, you don't say it like that. You say the booby fairy's coming to the house when you're going to have it, when it's a natural thing.
The booby fairy, whoever God has handled that off, delegated that too.
Right. You got to be, and especially with a dummy like me, you got to be real clear, you know?
The guy that was on the phone, did he hang up? The guy who
let's
I really...
Ask him.
Well, no, I'm not hearing him. I'm wondering, he's gone.
We'd hear him because he was going...
Yeah. He hadn't done well for himself.
Rob, I got his number on Call ID. Call him back. I find it hard to believe that he's got a woman that's going to marry him, much less...
Get a boob job
for
him.
Get a boob job for him. Right? Mm-hmm. Didn't the guy just seem just as dumb as a box of rocks? Hey, Don and Mike show. Here's a new caller. Hello.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
I got a message for the Canuck from Canada and the idiot from 571.
Yeah.
Dicks, both of you.
All right.
Listen.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Did you realize that you finally settled the delay switch button situation? Apparently, if you don't hit it, whatever you say goes out over the air, Don, because we got it all down here at 96 Rock and Rehoboth, man.
You got what?
Everything you said earlier. When
the
you
words.
Said, let me try saying BS, let me try saying BS again. And
you got the full word?
Oh, everything.
That's impossible.
No, it went on the air here and in Wichita, I know for sure.
Because then you said, first time you said bullish, I thought you were kidding. And then it came out, you said, let me try it again. Then you said...
What about the M word for J-O? Did that get through to where you are? He's gone.
He's gone now, too.
Oh, the phones are gone.
They just deleted that out. I guess that they don't want everybody to
mention
know
that
that happened. Well,
stop hiding behind his voicemail.
Oh, the guy that they called in before?
Wow.
Well, let me just say, in case that did get through, where's the thing that they had on IMUS?
Right.
Where is that answer? Hold on a second. Gosh. Darn it. IMUS.
I don't give time for the delay to build back up.
Well, I don't know. Whatever he said, whatever they said, they didn't say we're sorry. Well, I threw it away. What did they say, Robbie?
I think we declined to comment.
We declined to comment. All right.
No comment.
No comment.
What's going on here?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, we can't take calls because the delay's all screwed up.
Now they delay it.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even use any words.
Right.
Hold on. This is one screwed up phone scam.
What is the deal, though?
The phones are back on now.
I'm very surprised.
Are they going to hit the delay again if somebody mentions that something got on the air today that shouldn't have gotten on the air?
Probably.
Is that?
I'd like to know how that happened.
Right, because
you know, as much as you protest for our ears and you don't protest.
Because I assume...
did that knowing that we had, what, 3 safety nets on that?
And I got a light in here that indicates when I'm out of delay.
Right.
And the light was on the whole time. So
I'm real glad that somebody let you know that.
Well, a listener did, Mike.
A listener did. And Buzz did after the listener did.
Right.
But you knew before that.
I did.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Are the phones still there?
Thank you very much. And now they just deleted it out again.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Here's our super producer, Charlie.
The problem is, if it's something that did happen, move on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't draw attention to it.
Oh, I didn't. Hey, hold on a second. I didn't draw attention to it because I didn't know it.
Right.
I didn't know until the guy said.
Okay.
How come nobody came in during the break and said, hey, when you said BS, it went out over the air?
Because we were still dealing.
How come? Okay.
Oh, it is. You know, I do maintain one thing. It is always an adventure.
That is all. Thank you. Thank you. Super producer. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Charlie Boy Hill.
There he is. Meanwhile,
occasionally feel like I'm in a foxhole here and there are a bunch of people going, they're in there. Throw the grenade there.
Well, do we or do we not have like 8 people whose assignment it is just to monitor the button?
I believe so.
Right?
At least 3.
Right, I'm not the only guy with a button.
Yeah.
Right, Charlie.
No, there's only 2 people.
Hold on, upstairs.
And me.
And you.
Or
and me.
Bob is never afraid to, he can.
Okay, well, okay.
Did it break? Did the thing break?
I don't know what happened. That's what we were discussing.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well,
it's funny, come on. Hey, Charlie, come on, put a smile on.
It's not funny.
Primus if it's funny. Or ask Janet Jackson if it's funny.
For goodness sakes.
Jesus Christ. BS.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Hello.
It's a crazy day.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I'm calling about a movie I think Mike was talking about a while ago. I was killing myself trying to find it. He had a dream about a world full of sex robots.
Stepford Wives?
No, the movie he wants to see is called Cherry 2000.
Mike, did you have a dream about sex robots?
Every night.
Every single night of the week. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I want to know if you guys saw Carney Wilson, Leah Remini on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
No, you know, we don't get Jimmy Kimmel in D.C.
Carney,
oh, you should have seen it.
Has she really gotten big with the pregnancy?
That's an understatement. Oh,
really?
My God. Mm. They did like the, from like the waist up shot, like, you know, just like the breast area and head shot. And I swear to God, I turned it on. I thought it was Carney Wilson on the show.
I know women, you know, gain varying amounts of weight during pregnancy. Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show, Carney Wilson.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike.
No, that's probably not necessary.
Our producer, yeah. No, thanks. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
He's not taking messages.
Hello. Well, they deleted that out. They deleted that out. Somebody called and said they wanted to talk to Charlie.
Yeah. All right. This is kind of crazy around here today.
Kind of hard to
take. We just found out ourselves. So.
Kind of hard to take a phone scan when they keep hitting the delay so we can't use the telephone.
Yeah.
Guys, I just want to take one call to give away a prize to end the phone scan. That's all. I'm just dying for some closure here.
We'll
pause that. Well, now we just have to wait for the delay to
take our last call to give away a prize. It helps if we pause.
So we can end the phone scan. Now they're hitting the delay.
Yeah, now they are.
Now they are.
So it obviously works. Oh, like crazy. Well, maybe we can get some answers during the break.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will. This whole thing is BS.
It is. Wow.
Okay. Phone's back.
Now we can give away a prize.
Don and Mike, hello.
You guys.
Hey, congratulations. Before you say anything that they'll delete out, let me just tell you, you're the last person on the phone scan.
Sweet. Thanks, Mike.
What's your name?
My name's Fred.
Where are you from, Fred?
Waynesboro, Virginia.
All right, my friend. You've got the DVD copy of American Splendor. Get it on DVD and VHS wherever videos are sold. Movie critics hailed it plain brilliant.
Cool, man. Cool. Thanks very much.
American Splendor. Is that the one about the guy that draws cartoons? Is that the one about the guy that writes comic books? I don't know.
Hey, thank you for your help.
And stop it. They're going to delete it out again. We got to break. That was an interesting, fantastic phone scan.
It's always an adventure.
I do love it. I do love it. And now we're going to go through something when we play commercials and we'll come back.
Oh, that'll be a little slice of hell.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
The Don and Mike Show. Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. We got a guy from Germany on the phone. We mentioned this earlier.
We only
booked this guy because he's in Germany.
Right. And you want to ask him a question about David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, so let's get into the beginning of this. We're going to talk to Wolfram. How do you pronounce his last name?
Jurecek.
Wolfram
Jurecek.
And his deal is that there is some type of soda pop that now in Germany, they put a small radio in the can.
Pop music.
I think that's it. Hey, Wolfram?
Yeah,
Yeah, this is Wolfram.
Hi, Wolfram. This is Don and Mike.
Wie geht's, Wolfram?
Hi, Don and Mike. Oh, wie geht's?
Wie
sounds
geht's?
Great. Right. Yeah, it's fine to talk to you.
Hi.
I'm okay. I'm really all right.
Dankeschön.
So, what time is it right now in Deutschland?
Well, it's 11 p.m.
Yeah, almost bedtime.
You are 6 hours late?
Yes, 6 hours later than German time.
Can you tell us, before we have some other questions for you, what about this whole thing with radios in soda cans?
Well, in a way, it's not in the can, but the can is the radio.
That's fascinating.
Right.
Well, if I could ask you about, as long as we're on the topic of radio and music, because the soda cans play music, what is it that you Germans love so much about David Hasselhoff? I promise I'll let you get a nice long plug-in for your pop music cans here before we get done talking.
But it's a good question.
That's a great idea.
Why?
That's a great idea. We also did it once for Rupert.
I'll give you the plug at the end.
999.
Listen, why do Germans enjoy
Herr Hasselhoff?
Well, he must have a nice body, and it's great to have the sun. We don't have so much of it, I think. And
you're talking about
his tan.
His tan, so that's, is he popular in Germany, David Hasselhoff, still?
I think so. He's still popular. How's it in the U.S.? Is he still popular?
He's never been.
Not so much.
We hate him. Why do you guys like him so much? You know, France has the rap that they like Jerry Lewis.
Right.
Why do Germans like David Hasselhoff so much?
Well, in fact, then I should... I don't watch so much TV. Hmm. Maybe you asked the wrong one.
Well, you obviously... You obviously listen to the radio. You've got a soda can that's a radio.
Yeah, you don't have to watch TV to understand the magic that is David Hasselhoff.
He's a music performer, Wolfram, and we're curious as to why he's so popular over there.
It's because of his show. They like the show.
Because of Baywatch?
The Baywatch show.
Yes. But listen, let me ask you something.
And that's on with German subtitles or German dubbed in, right?
Well, it must be because of the sea and the coast and the living
coast.
There, you know.
Listen, I don't want to get...
It's often cold over here.
I don't want to get into a whole, you know, what happened 50 years ago thing with you guys. It's just, I'm wondering, though, really listen to this now. This is David Hasselhoff. You listen to this as a proud German, and tell me if you like this or not. Just listen to this. It's got the Euro. This is a German CD.
Techno pop.
Of David Hasselhoff. Here he is.
Oh, wow. Wow.
We're talking to Wolfram. How do you say your last name, Wolfram?
So we shouldn't do this radio station which is playing David Hasselhoff to the can.
Oh, do what you like.
We shouldn't do that.
Focus on surprise. The can.
Just listen to this and tell me.
What kind of music are you playing?
Listen. We're playing David Hasselhoff, Wolfram.
Oh.
Here he is. Listen to him, Wolfram. Here he is. I want you to hear it, and we have a word for this in America.
Yeah. We have a German word. It's Schnulze.
Oh, boy.
The German word would be Schnulze.
What
does that mean?
Something boring.
Boring. So you find this Schnulze?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's the English expression?
Boring.
Boring.
Starts
boring.
With S. Same as your word for S.
Right.
All right.
I'd say it, except we got an issue with it today. But that song and you're David kidding. Hasselhoff, he's just total S. He's excrement.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And listen, you as German people, you still have bridges to mend with us. Even though you might think that we get along okay, we got a little slogan over here, I'll never forget. So the deal is, you got to make sure your nose is clean, dude. If you want to make things happen in the universal community,
right.
You got to distance yourself from Hasselhoff. Because it makes you guys look dumb.
Might be a good idea on your can, your pop music can, to write something in German that says Hasselhoff free area.
Hasselhoff free area.
Well, if you're going to sell it over here, well, of course you'd have English. But...
You know, the word hate is Hass in German, so Hass. It's Hasselhoff.
Wait a minute, we got something
What
going
about
on
that?
Hasselhoff.
So do you use the word hate a lot?
hate love.
Do you use
hate
it a lot?
Love? What?
Do you use the word hate a lot on a regular basis?
No, no, never.
I do. I'm not even German, and I do. All the time.
You do? You do?
I do. Yeah, sure. I hate a lot of stuff.
All right, I'll ask you a question about your can. How many flavors are you going to have in your pop music can?
Well, you can about some flavors. It's normally a very fine original European energy drink with a lot of guarana in it.
Ah,
so let me get the
guarana. Natural guarana.
Isn't that like
the kids' one?
So isn't that like bat poo?
Pardon?
Oh, that's guana.
It's guano. Right.
Dieter, the deal is that you buy a can of Coca-Cola or Pepsi, whatever it is, and you pop it open and you hear a radio station.
No. It's not the deal. It's a very special drink, like it's an energy drink. You know, energy drinks.
How does the can
Red
work?
Bull, for example.
How do you get music out of the can?
It's not so easy, but the technique now is able to do that on a radio digital circuit, printed on a clear label, wrapped around the can.
Well, you can't.
You plug in your headset.
Uh-huh.
You have from the mobile phone or whatever, and you hear what? One radio station.
Wait a minute, are you or are you not able to hear music through soda pop cans?
Now you are able.
You are able to hear music now through a soda pop can now.
Now you're able to do that.
No. So you have to have headphones?
Exactly. You have to have headphones. Sure. There's no volume control. There's no button to
Wolfram, off or on. Why did you want to put a radio in a soda pop can, something that someone will drink and throw away probably within 10 minutes of purchasing it?
Well, you can hide this can afterwards for 1 year, so you won't have the recycling problem.
Oh, you mean you can use the can as your radio, but it only...
Radio still.
But only one radio station, right?
But hold on.
At that minute, the technique is just one radio station.
Do you put different radio stations on different cans?
This is true.
For example,
your radio station could make your own can, you know?
Why wouldn't you just buy a radio, though? Because then you could listen to any station you wanted to.
WJFK Soda.
But who has radios still? They all have just MP3 players.
Who has radios, dude? What about in your car?
Great.
What's your favorite dessert? Is it German chocolate cake?
Not in the car.
Not in the car.
What? Yeah.
Not in the car.
There's a language barrier here. Sounds like he's speaking English. He doesn't understand it.
Chocolate cake. The Austrian have this favorite chocolate cake, the Sachertorte, you know?
Sachertorte.
Special cake of Austria in Wien.
German chocolate. You know. Now our resident expert on the country is popping over.
We all love Schwarzwald Kirschtorte.
Oh, me too. I'm near the Schwarzwald now.
Yeah, there he is, Rob.
He's with his brother.
Connected with the guy. That's the first real communication that happened during this entire interview.
I know what that means, Rob.
My God.
Listen, I've got one of the cans right here.
Hey, perfect.
And what I'm going to do is open it. This is can you hear this? This is the...
And then the radio will...
Okay,
so we do
open it up.
Listen to the radio.
Here we go.
All right, open it up.
Open up and... Oh, here we go. Now I am getting some music, Wolfgang. Wolfram.
What is that, Wolfram?
This is from Cologne. You know the Fasanacht on February.
The what?
Well, we heard it was from somewhere. Somewhere else. Yeah, Rob would know.
We heard it from it was when you guys were bad. Remember that?
From the Evil Empire, you know?
Whoa, that's long ago.
Yeah, long ago, yes.
That's
long
right.
Ago.
I'll
never forget.
It's Fasanacht, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but still, like, on Name That Tune.
Do you eat German potato salad?
I like that. Do you love that too?
Yes, it's very tasty.
I mean, think
American one is fantastic.
There's relish in it.
If you were on whatever the show is, Name That Tune, and you got something like this... And they started, you might go, oh, well, this is a happy tune. Then as soon as they kicked in with the vocals, obviously
Hey, you'd say, hey, that sounds like German army music. That's what it sounds like.
How you doing, Wolfram?
I can't remember that. I think in this time the Germans even have no army. I think.
Yeah, and Wolfram is
like that.
Probably a good idea.
We do.
They should help a bit more, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, and how about that David Hasselhoff? Isn't he something? Wolfram?
Fun.
Here he is. This is more David Hasselhoff.
And if you go over to Germany, you can open up a can of an energy drink and hear it on the can.
Here in America, we think he sucks. He sucks big time.
But apparently he's very popular in Germany, but Wolfram doesn't know it. Do you remember back
in old LA? What was that, Wolfram?
That's true.
Hey, yeah. Wolfram, Don asked you before.
Here we go.
What?
What kind of music your station is playing normally?
Normally, we don't play music.
Okay.
We're talk radio station.
But that would work on a can, right?
Yes.
Can you make one with a delay?
That would work. That would work. You could have a giveaway for your put your call letters or whatever on the advertisement.
How do you pronounce your last name, Wolfram?
It's Juretzek.
Juretzek. Wolfram Juretzek.
Yeah, who speaks German over there?
I do. I speak lots of German.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Perfect.
Voice the toilet, Wolfram Juretzek.
It's the men's room, man, not
das
toilet.
Das ist prima Essen. Das ist gut.
Das gut.
Ah, Wolfram, yes.
What about Weisswurst?
Hey, Wolfram, I've got one question for you. Can I? Don, who does the show with me, and his buddy Rob are traveling to Germany. Is there any way you could entertain them when they get over there?
Sure, you must meet me.
We must.
Why don't you guys make an arrangement to meet Wolfram?
Mike, I don't think we're going to Stuttgart. I think
we're going to
Heidelberg and we're going to Munich.
Stuttgart is very close to Frankfurt.
Munich is not far away, and I'm at Stuttgart. Mostly I'm in Greenwich, Connecticut, but now I'm in Stuttgart.
Wolfram, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on this fantastic new aluminum can that blends pop music and soda pop. Now, we do this with all celebrities on the show. If you would say something for us, this is Wolfram Juretzek. From Germany.
Juretzek.
Glad you like that can.
And so you say your name. You say, hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek.
Oh, sure, I do that. Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek, and I'm glad you like that can.
No.
Here's
what you have to say. What you say is, hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany.
Yes, sir. I do.
Never forget the Don and Mike show.
All right, so it's hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek. Never forget the Don and Mike. And pause a little bit before the Don and Mike.
Say you're from Germany. This is Wolfram Juretzek.
Juretzek.
From Germany. Uh-huh.
And then say never forget, and then a pause, the Don and Mike show. Okay?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
Sure. Roll it.
For you, I do everything.
Thank you. Okay, here we go.
Roll it. Say it, please.
Go.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek. Never forget the Don and Mike show.
I'm going to take you through it one more time. Say this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany.
Okay.
Never forget, and then a brief pause, just a little pause,
okay,
and then the Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike show.
Just one more time, if I can ask you, never forget a little more final. And I'll just, if you say it exactly like this, Wolfram, it'll sound perfect. Let me do it for you.
Okay? You can do it all the way through.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike show.
Okay,
try it that way.
Very good.
Try it that way. And really emphasize never forget.
Okay. Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany. And never forget the Don and Mike show.
I think that's about as close as we're going to get.
Pretty good.
Close as we're going to get.
Pretty good.
Well, it's been great having you on the show.
What a pleasure, Wolfram. Really.
Delightful. Good luck with your new can that makes music. It's been nice talking to you. Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you, Wolfram.
So much. Good luck with your channel.
Dr. Schein.
Hold on one moment, please. Hold on one moment, please, for the the post screening. Hold on, please. Okay.
Well, I've tried. I really tried.
All right, Rob.
Hi, Wolfram. How do you think it went? I loved it. You are one crafty German, and we're glad we had you on the show.
Couldn't do it with a straight face.
Crafty.
Oh, you're a crafty German.
Please do.
Oh, God.
A case of samples. We'd love to. Now, can we pick up your radio station on the, in the...
Oh, you're one crafty German.
God. As a compliment.
Oh, that's man.
That's a major
right,
compliment.
Well, we'd love it. We'd love to have a sample, and we'll also give you a call soon, and we'll see you. I'll call you when we're in town.
Say, we'd like him to be our main guy in Germany.
God.
He can meet you in
Munich.
You
know, the thing is,
we'll call you tomorrow, and you know what? You are our main guy.
It's a friend made right here.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
There's just enough of a difficulty with the language where we can have fun.
Oh, WJFK.com.
Listen to Rob.
This is Wolf from Jetsek of Germany. And I really wanted to go, never forget. The Don and Mike show.
Hold on, tell him to put him on hold.
Hang on, Don and Mike, I want to talk to you again.
We'll just get him to say never forget.
Not the Don and Mike show.
Johnny Norman can splice it all together. Hey, Wolfie.
Hi, Donny.
We had a little problem recording your greeting that we were going to play recorded, and we got the Don and Mike show part. And
your first part. We just need the part where you say, never forget.
Okay.
If you could say it very forcefully. Never forget.
Okay, I do.
Okay.
Now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please.
Okay. Never forget.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you, Wolfram.
Thanks,
thank
Wolfram.
You very much.
We have to send the samples to.
We'll put you on hold and we'll give you the address.
We have to send
okay.
the samples.
Please stand by.
Okay. Great.
Baby! Wolfram? You can get our address on the website, okay?
It's Rob blowing him off.
Sorry,
oh, man.
Work.
Listening in the other room, Johnny, if you could card that up, I'd like that coming out of the next break, please. Wolfram. Oh, we're going to give away some stuff here.
Ooh. Very good.
Give away some money, some prizes. This is a contest that either goes very fast or very slow. Sometimes you get more than one in. There's not really a name for this game. It's the Michael Hunt Walmart Target CVS. A cell phone PA announcement game.
Yeah, you go into a place with a PA and you ask to page somebody with one of those wonderful names like Michael Hunt.
That's always my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Huge Q G-rection.
Right.
Then there's Captain Woody was always a good one. Major Woody.
Pat McGroin.
But I like the traditional Mike Hunt.
Yeah.
And what you do is you walk up to the lady at the prescription place, you say, hey, you make up a story. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for my brother, my husband, whatever.
Could then you hold your cell phone up or, you know, just be subtle about it and let them page it. We hear that, you win.
There you go. Pretty simple. Get your cell phone, get over to an Eckerd's, to a CVS, to a Walgreens, anywhere.
Walmart.
Got the PA system. And call us at 877-365-3636. Never forget.
Finally got it out of him. Way to go.
We're going to do that phone thing next.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
The Don and Mike Show. Drink your mead, but in moderation. No man is called discourteous who goes to bed at an early hour.
Right, right.
Just ask Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Our plan for $100 here, you go into a Walmart, a Target.
Yep.
We have people at Lowe's, at Home Depot Works, bowling alley. You go into your cell phone. You have to be paged with one of the crazy names. Mm-hmm. And then if we hear it, you get $100. Let me mention that Friday, we're giving away a vintage-style 4-in-1 entertainment center and a CD music collection courtesy of Oliver Bean, not the guy, the TV show, and Rhino Records.
I'll tell you something, me like Rhino. Is Oliver Bean Mr. Bean?
No.
No,
that's different guy.
Oliver Bean is the show with the guy who was on Murphy Brown, the guy who is the Gelman of Murphy Brown.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
It's a Malcolm in the Middle ripoff.
Oh, very good.
And we're looking forward to it. Premiering Sunday at 7:30, 6:30 Central.
We love the ripoff.
Wonderful.
On Fox, right after King of the Hill. Anyway, what it is that we're giving away, it's a record player, the radio.
Old-fashioned looking.
Yes, right. The CD player, cassette deck. And it's got all of the CDs from Rhino Records, which are great oldies.
Right. Very good.
So it's a vintage style.
Mm-hmm. My bueno.
Fox Entertainment Prize package that we'll give away on Friday. Had to do the read there for Oliver Bean.
Very good.
Oliver Bean. I wish that show good luck. Here is here's Kenton in Kansas right now as we play the cell phone PA game. We don't really have a catchy name.
I thought we had a name for it. I forgot it. I thought we had a name for it.
It was always just the Walmart PA.
Do you remember a name we had for it?
No, I don't. The paging game? I don't know.
No, we never had a clever name for it. Kenton, hi. You're in Kansas. You must be listening on KFH.
That is correct, sir.
All right, KFH, FM and AM in Wichita.
Yes, both. It's amazing.
You are in the Lowe's.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Now, all we ask, when you go up and you ask for the name to be paged, I'm going to go with the favorite name first.
Right.
Please say it slowly. So when you say, I've lost my brother or my father, whoever, say his name. His name is Mike Hunt. You make
long
sure, make sure you not long, long, but just enough that our crazy sensors don't have a nutty problem with it.
Okay, it should be all right because I'm not German, so I should be.
Very good.
Okay, good.
All right, go ahead and good luck to you.
So if you get her to announce that, we hear that at Lowe's, you win $100.
Great, ma'am. She's busy counting up money.
Oh, very important.
Is there any way I can get you to page my brother for me? My brother. Thanks. His name's Mike Hunt. Sorry. Your moment of truth.
What did he say? Our moment of truth.
Come on, we're at a Lowe's in Kansas.
Mm-hmm. She's walking into the phone. Okay.
Here it comes then.
And she's talking to the girl who was counting the money. This is probably extremely boring. I can't believe I'm wasting national airtime. I'm terribly sorry.
All right. It's not like Honk for Cash. Don't sweat it. You're doing a good job of giving us the play-by-play.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm doing a good job.
Are they making the announcement now?
Are they paging Mr. Yackey?
No, they're not. I'm sorry.
He's
I'll
just
shut
filling.
Up. I'm apparently causing a money disturbance here.
How are you causing a minor disturbance?
Well, she's trying to count money, and I'm trying to get her to...
Well, is she going to do it or what?
She is. She's
just asking. Just say, can you make that page for me?
Can you... This is kind of an emergency. Can you make that page for me now?
Yeah.
That's all right. It's
she's sorry.
Mike Hunt. Yes. Yes. Here you go.
All right, here we go.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, you win.
Yeah.
Good job. Well done.
That's a winner every time.
Very good.
That's a winner every time. That's worth the wait.
Very, very good.
That's worth it. Okay, $100 for you. Enjoy, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Hold on a second. Now, I like that one. You want to go with...
I like Major Woody.
How about at a bowling alley?
Major Woody.
Or you want Kmart?
It doesn't matter. Either one's fine with me.
All right, a bowling alley. Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, Steve, when you ask for this one, you say you want to pay my father, Major Woody.
Steve, where are you calling from? What city?
Rochester, New York.
Right on.
I was at a bowling alley, but now I'm at a grocery store.
All right.
The bowling alley was
this Tommy
packed.
Giacomo?
And hold on, we have this word from our sponsor. Give us just a moment.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany. Never forget... The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Perfect.
That's
very good.
A nice turnaround. Thank you, bar staff.
That was nice.
All right, so what store are you in?
I'm in a Wegmans grocery store.
A Wegmans grocery store.
Hey, Rob.
Rob's shame.
Rob's a blind. White man's grocery store.
All right, yeah. Would you like to go now and page Major Woody?
Major Woody?
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Make it happen.
All right, I'm going up to the service desk now.
This guy sounds like a bit of a dullard.
Ah, thank you.
That hurts.
Sorry.
Remember, it's your father.
Yes, I'm aware.
All right. You smell like an ashtray.
I don't even smoke.
All right. Are you at the counter yet?
Yeah, I'm waiting. She's selling some lottery tickets.
This could be a while.
I'll come back to you. Hold on a second. I'll come back. Here's a guy at a Kmart. Bobby?
Hey, what's up, man?
Bobby listening to us in Reno.
That's right.
me and my buddy Josh from Sierra Springs. We're just kicking it at Kmart here. What are you doing?
All right, so you guys are at Kmart?
Yeah, me and Josh from Sierra Springs.
Was that you, Mike? Going,
oh, that was Buzz.
That was me. Why'd you go?
Oh, he's just because he's kicking at Kmart, I guess.
He's kicking at Kmart? Yeah. Is that what he said, Buzz?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the reason I didn't go. That's Buzz's. That's really Buzz's signal for disdain.
What's wrong with kicking at a Kmart?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
All right, go ahead. Well, now look at that, Buzz. Thanks.
What?
The guy just hung up. I swear to God.
I think he was hinky to begin with.
I just hung up. Where's my bowling alley guy? I lost him too.
Oh my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was just going to suggest the name of Peter Gozidia.
No, please, no. No, we don't need that help. We've already got the names.
Come on. You're blocking the line of people who can actually play the game.
We just need people. Hello, Don and Mike. Are you out of place?
I'm out of mock, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany. Never forget.
It's raining on
my show.
1 minute.
Okay.
Eruptions lasting longer than 4 hours, though rare, require immediate medical help.
All right, you said you're
Bacardi Limon.
You said you're in a mall?
At a mall.
A mall.
A mall. And where are you calling from?
Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont. Well, and the name, Mike, you want to go with Major Woody again?
Yeah, we can try Major Woody.
Are you up to the task, son?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, do it.
Make it happen.
Bad cell phone.
Hello?
No. Malls don't work.
Okay, let's go to Lon. Hey, Lon, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lon, you're at a Safeway, right?
Yes, I'm in Lake Ridge.
Oh, Lake Ridge. So you're listening on WJFK.
All right, please, please ask for your father, Major Woody, to be paged, please.
Mike, this guy's going to come through. He's a WJFK listener.
I hope so.
All right, let me go up to him right now.
Here's a big payoff.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, can you tell me why Don and Mike are over the hill and they suck?
Okay,
I'm not going to delete that out. You really pulled one over on us?
Yeah, sure did.
Well, now, how will we ever recover?
You think so? After I got your number off the caller ID?
Don and Mike are over the hill and really suck.
Hey. Showed us.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, are you looking for some names?
No. Jesus, what's wrong with people?
No, we've got the names. Thank God the first guy got this contest right.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm at the store for the page.
What store?
Well, it's the grocery store, Giant.
Grocery store, Giant. Okay.
Now I don't trust anybody.
I don't give this guy the Chinese eyes.
Now I don't trust anybody.
I mean, Mike just gave the squinty like... No, I think it was your distrusting look.
Yes, it was.
You're squinting like as if to say, I don't...
At least I didn't go...
you're at a Giant. The name is Major Woody. Your dad.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Make it happen.
You going to do it?
Make it happen. Prove to that guy at area code 703-980. Oops, I got the last four numbers. make sure that he knows that we're not over the hill.
Absolutely. Are you there, sir?
Hello.
Did you hear anything that we just said?
Are you at the Giant?
I am.
Did you hear what we just said?
Go make it happen, my friend.
Here it is.
Come on.
Christ.
My hunt, please. No.
All right.
What's wrong with people?
Honest to God.
He didn't even do the mic. He did the other one.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany.
I know.
Never forget the Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I can get this done for you.
All right, my friend. Now, don't forget, we had the guy that got it done the first time,
right?
Which was great.
It was perfect.
The problem is, it was the first guy. We should have just quit there and done something else.
And you know, the prank, and then on with the guy that wasn't listening.
Where are you at?
I am in Salt Lake City, Utah.
And what location?
I'm at the Draper Albertsons.
Okay, it's a
grocery store. All right, go in, make it happen. You want to stick with Major Woody?
Well, it seems to be bad luck, but let's try it one more time.
Here I go.
All right, Major Woody.
Here you go. Come on. Major Woody in Salt Lake.
Yeah. Yes. I need to page my father. Yes, his name is Major Woody. Thank you.
Okay, can you hear?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Major Woody in Salt Lake. Yeah.
What am I hearing?
To page my father.
He's turning his radio.
Turn your radio.
No,
in a car. He's in a car. He's cheating.
Are you in a car?
He's cheating.
You're cheating?
Yeah.
Ah, for God's sake.
Another.
The cheater.
Doofuses.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Bad
show.
Cheaters. Not even good at
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. You say doofuses.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys still suck.
Same guy?
Is this
lawn, which means pretty flower?
Five. God bless you, but you do suck.
You know what number Lawrence Taylor wore for the Giants?
Calm down.
You know what number he wore for the Giants?
I don't know. 69?
Number... You're
number 56.
You're not funny. And you're over there. The
other one, the show used to be good, but you're over there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
If only the ratings agreed with you.
Really? Well, who knows?
And the W2.
Someday we might have to go to work at another radio station.
By WPGC. What's the call sign for PGC? What's the number?
95.
95.5 mm-hmm.
on the FM dial.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Like, you don't see that, I don't see that it's the same guy calling on the caller ID?
No.
Not even smart enough to try to block his number?
Now, are you at a store?
Yes, I am.
And I want to hear Major Woody Page. Now it's a quest.
Mm-hmm. What is your name?
My name's Joe.
Joe, what store are you at, my friend?
I'm at the Don and Mike Suck store.
Wow.
Now, all you prank callers, you think that you're really going to... Area code 716-91. So what do you think?
Go ahead. Give it out. I give you permission.
You give us permission to give out your phone number.
Sure do.
716-917. Oh, there's not enough numbers. Oh, 716.
Mm-hmm.
691-7120.
Well, that's very close to here.
You guys, you guys got to
really... Is that what it is? Really?
Okay. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
No, that's the number. It's 716.
Come on, come on. Give me the number.
9117 Buzz, it's area code 716.
Right. Okay.
That's the number. All right, you're going to get a lot of our fans calling you up now.
I'm looking forward to
good.
It.
Good. Well, enjoy yourself. Have a great day. You're off the
you
air
too,
now.
Buddy.
Goodbye,
bye,
bye, bye, bye,
bye.
Bye.
Let's try one more.
Very good.
Phil?
Yes, I could do this.
That's what they all say.
Mm-hmm. I can't do this.
Listen, if you want to call and say that we suck, there's a time for that.
No.
It's called a phone scam.
Yeah.
But don't be a coward. Don't call while we're playing a game mm-hmm. just to say that we suck. And incidentally, not to go down this entire road again, but if we really suck so bad, why are you listening?
Absolutely.
Why are you listening?
And thank you.
Because you're like a moth to the flame.
That's right.
Phil?
I want to do this.
Oh, so do I, Phil.
I used to handle callers like that in a certain way.
I know you did.
And I don't feel comfortable doing it anymore.
I know.
Used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
You
know,
that's
something.
Gone now.
Yeah. Where are you at? What store are you at?
I'm at Big K in Sacramento.
Big K. Kmart. Big K.
K.
All right,
doesn't sound like there's much going on there.
I'm standing right next to the lady right now.
Very good. Go
now,
for it.
Again, it's your dad, and he's in the Army. You know, Major Woody.
Excuse me, ma'am, can I have you page
my father? No, I don't hear anybody responding to him.
Hold on, give him a chance.
His name is Major Woody.
Major Woody?
Yeah. I have my mom on the line.
Give him a chance. Why did he say ma'am, and it's a guy talking?
Thank you.
Just give him a chance.
He might have said man, I don't know.
All right, she's going to... Did you get that?
It sounds legit, but it was pathetic. It was Sacramento, but it was all right.
No, come on. Sacramento saved us today.
I did it.
Why did you say,
did
hey,
you get
ma'am?
That?
Yeah, why did you say, excuse me, ma'am, and then it was a guy?
Because there's two people right there.
Okay, all right.
See, I believe this guy.
All right, bravo.
Sacramento.
Thank you. Thank
great
you.
Great job.
At Big K. Yeah.
At Big K. Phil, you got $100. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike show.
Right.
I like that.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's how you play. Well, maybe that's why we don't have a name for that game.
Yeah, and that's why we played it back in the 1950s.
We did it
before we were over the hill.
like a year ago. Remember, the first guy got it, and the last guy got it.
And the first guy was the best.
And then we had some pranksters, and then we had just the sheriff dumb guys.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and I won't go into the great detail. I just miss the way I used to handle some of those pranksters. I've lost my edge on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
I really used to be able to say really loud from the highest mountaintop, say a really bad word. And I don't want to do that today.
No, today. Well, good. You have to, Mike, learn how not to work blue. Learn how to keep it above board, dude.
I wish I could.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Oh, and I know it's small and petty. I don't even have it written down anymore. But please do call that guy.
Yeah.
The guy that said it was okay to give out his phone number.
Absolutely.
Please call him all weekend. Buzz, what is your least? It's only Tuesday, and I've already mentioned the weekend. Well, what is your lead story, Buzz?
Today, humana, Janet Jackson's front causes corporate backpedaling.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, this is a great place to work.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
But you know what? See... BS.
Yes, it is.
That was all very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I heard you.
It's the daytime Emmy Award winning Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. I heard you. It's time for Buzz Girdley news and comments.
Mm-hmm.
What did the boss want? And by the boss, I don't mean anybody here. I mean my real boss.
She's checking in. She's going into her class, so she'll talk to you later.
Ah, great. Well, free to call me when you don't have class.
when you have no class.
Yeah, right, thanks. Buzz's News, brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested Viramax Works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it to D. Viramax, 1-888 try V Max. And now here is here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. And my wife, for those in the Washington area.
Your wife, Frida.
My wife, Frida. She got all caught up in all of the storm talk that we had.
And a lot of people did.
They closed some schools here. And she went to work today, and she was very concerned this morning. She says, I don't know if I can go to work. Because, and I saw that a lot of the government had given, like, liberal leave. And
my daughters were off of school today.
Mm-hmm. It rained.
Yeah,
that's the magic of living in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It rained.
So we shut everything down.
It rained. And she was worried about her class and worried about her work. And I don't, nothing happened. Don't
I think
worry.
About 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, everything was melted.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But are you still going to maintain that you had ice at your house?
Well, I had a lot of ice at my house.
A lot of ice at your house?
A lot of covering the car and on the little concrete place where I had my truck.
Because we didn't get...
And I went up straight up in the air when I hit that ice. I mean,
wow.
I came right down, right on my coccyx.
Wait. Ouch.
Right now.
Don't delete that out.
I just got to go home and take a cold shower, because when I say that, I just,
a legitimate bone in the... bone. At the bone.
But we weren't, Don and I had a bit, and the reason Don said that is because we had a little bit of a disagreement about the severity of the weather.
It reminded me, and I used to think that it was, you know, the second Mrs. O'Mara, that whenever there was the talk of inclement weather in the D.C. metro.
That it was right around where I lived.
Mike would come in and say, you know, the tornado was at our house
tonight. At our house, yes, I remember that. It was just one time that it happened.
So anyway, they said that they shut down everything this morning. They were gonna
What they did was, because very early this morning, it was the back roads were icy, and there were some accidents.
A little ice, a little slush.
But, you know, it very rapidly, the temperature went up, of course, more rapidly than the forecasters thought. And
shock.
You know, it was fine by you know, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it was where I live, it was fine at 7. When I got up and came downstairs, and Frida said...
Yeah, now you're just telling a tall tale.
No, I'm not. She said, when I came downstairs, she said, it's so slippery, I couldn't even walk down the driveway to go get the newspaper.
Wow.
And now, keep in mind that she had made it down to the end of the driveway to get the newspaper, but she was wearing slippers.
Right.
Wearing girl slippers.
Sure.
So I walk outside my
tent. You walked out with your spiked Timberlands. You went down the driveway without any problem.
No, see, now you're kidding. You're making a joke. You know, around the house, I wear my big Ace Frehley kiss shoes. Remember those shoes that Kiss had that were like those
the oversized ones?
What do you call those shoes?
Platform shoes, but they instead of spikes, they had like monster's teeth.
There
right?
you go.
That's what I wear around the house.
So you maintain that it was not severe at, and you said to me 7:15 this morning.
There was barely. barely ice outside. Mm-hmm.
At my house
barely.
This morning, it was a gentle spring shower, and the temperature was 72.
There we go.
Anyway, you know, the temperature varies wildly, right?
Everybody in D.C. was flipping up, out about this, and I guess my wife just called with the great news. Now that it's been raining nonstop for the last 13 hours, they have not canceled her class.
Good. And I have good news. Ooh. We get to go through it all again on Thursday.
Yeah. That's the great thing about living here. Hi, mm-hmm. Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. See Janet, see Dick, see Dick Run from Janet Controversy. Dick, in this case, is short for the corporations behind the Super Bowl halftime show. The NFL hired Viacom's CBS, which hired Viacom's MTV to produce the show.
Did you just call somebody a dick?
No. I just was making a comparison, drawing a parallel to a delightful children's story.
I get jokes.
They've all tried to explain what happened, CBS and Viacom and MTV, and they've tried to apologize, but they've also all distanced themselves from responsibility for what happened. Their corporate partner AOL, which sponsored the halftime show, is no different. The only public statement AOL has issued goes, quote, "While AOL was the sponsor of the show, we did not produce it. Like the NFL, we were surprised and disappointed with certain elements."
Remember,
can't somebody
just explain what happened. Remember, our experience with AOL was, you know, they didn't want naked ladies on the radio.
Super
Bowl contest.
They don't like the nudity unless accessed through their high-speed connections. So disappointed AOL is, it's even talking about demanding some of its sponsorship money back. Quoting the head of a communications consulting agency, the NFL, MTV, they all apologized. AOL should, too. It's not a good association, end quote.
Well, now, hold on a second. Why the Sam Hill should AOL apologize? All they did was give a pile of money to CBS.
Right.
We want to sponsor your silly halftime
this
show.
This is really, I am still amazed that we're in a climate right now that's kind of scary.
It is.
It's Nipplegate.
I mean, really, it is a follow-up to the controversy that surrounded a lot of people that came out against the war when it happened.
Right.
And
very similar.
What? It's a similar climate now. I'm feeling like, man, I'm getting a Big Brother vibe here.
Right.
Well, and it's not good.
The Big Brother vibe that I'm getting from people is, oh, my God, think about the children. Think about the children that were watching the game, that were exposed to that. Okay, listen. Her teat was on TV for, 1.5 seconds?
Something like that,
Something like that. And let's be honest, unless you have a toddler, if your kid is like in second grade, trust me, they know. They already have.
But it's just crazy.
They have some working knowledge. You know what it is, Mike? It is a tempest in a C-cup.
It is.
Maybe it's a tempest in a D-cup.
Yeah, perhaps.
But I'm telling you, you think it's a C-cup?
Right? I read this morning, 36.
Okay.
And, you know, I watched the whole thing go down. I had my attention on, and I was with my family, and our reaction was all the same. Did we just see that?
Yeah.
And we were like,
that's what it was.
Nah. Mm-hmm. But because
a lot of people didn't believe it.
Right.
Now you have the enlarged pictures on the internet.
Yeah.
And people going,
and you know, praying.
And it's also because of the reaction.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, baby.
How are you? Hey, hello, DrudgeReport.com. Baby.
Yeah, he's the guy that, let everybody see it.
Mm-hmm. Baby. But really, like, it's the biggest thing in the world.
Just seems to be a real climate of almost that McCarthy type, you know,
and
we can't say anything.
And
not
to get totally serious on everybody.
Looking forward to the first Tuesday in November.
On everybody's ass, but really.
Why you always got him? Because it gets you going. I like that.
The thing is, 20 years from now, they're going to look back at this controversy, and they're going to say, weren't Americans stupid? And Americans will say that. We'll go, do you believe we got so uptight because Janet Jackson's teat was on TV for 1 second?
It scares me when we get that. Now, you know what's legit, really, as much as, and when I had time to think about it, what is legit is getting pretty uptight about that guy that did the streaking. And I think in hindsight, I agree with that because, that was a breach of security. And that guy, you know, if that guy was somebody else.
A bad guy.
And we know the only weapon of mass destruction is between his butt cheeks. And me too. I mean, am I loaded today? Hold on.
Oh, here it comes. Watch out.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh. Hello.
You know what that is?
How you doing over there, Rob?
Yeah, it's a good day.
Decent power.
My goodness.
That's some diesel power.
Do you agree with their point when they said that? Because, I mean, I think there's a certain...
What point was that?
That guy, the guy that was there at halftime, that's, you know, with all that alleged, you know, top-notch security, how did, you know, and normally you laugh at it, but in this climate, you know, maybe it's a little more uptight about something like that.
I don't know. I could see it if people were more uptight about that than Janet Jackson.
I think people should be more uptight about that than Janet Jackson.
Well, I don't know. We're just waiting.
And not because of the nudity, and it wasn't even really nudity. I mean, it was a guy that was wearing a G-string. But the fact, you know, when I thought it was funny, and then I thought, yeah, well, maybe if he had other intentions, it might not have been so funny.
I still think it's funny.
Streaker's funny. You look at the guy and you laugh.
I'm just sad that eventually the string of great luck is going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean celebrities being so dumb that they do stuff. Like,
no,
for instance,
within
a month, seriously, Michael Jackson is going to court for touching kids. He's dancing on top of a car.
Mm-hmm.
The crocodile hunter is holding his baby over the alligator.
Sure.
You've got Janet Jackson showing her teeth on television.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff just doesn't happen all the time and fall into our laps all the time.
It certainly makes our job easier.
You know, we as a society, where we are absolutely jumping on this Janet Jackson thing, and I'd like to jump on her, because there's a feeling, and not only among DJs, but just people, if we don't talk about this now, if we don't talk about this today, why, for goodness sakes, Kobe's going to his trial today. Something's going to happen in the Kobe case,
right?
And then we're going to not have time to talk about Janet's teeth and how upset we are
Robert
about
Blake
it.
And Martha Stewart.
Do you get the impression that people are coming out and saying...
Yeah, Martha Stewart's another one.
They're saying how upset they are because that's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Because they're falling into line and saying what they think they're supposed
to do. Does anybody remember what I said yesterday, really? Really? It was great.
It was.
It was great.
It was a moment.
You know, and hello NFL, hello CBS, hello, listen, let's have a hypocrite-to-hypocrite talk.
Absolutely.
From one long-time card-carrying hypocrite to another. Your whole thing, the NFL, and I buy into it, it's based on violence and sex.
Right.
I dig this, but you can't be a hypocrite. At some point, you have to say, we're entertainment. Okay, people were offended. We're sorry.
Yeah.
But you don't turn on each other. Like,
no,
you
don't.
You don't go, oh, it's not our fault, it's the NFL's, but CBS.
I mean, has anybody ever taken a look at the cheerleaders? I mean, you know, come on. What are you trying to do? I mean, you're a hypocrite to hypocrite.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the best thing, as we've known for years. The best thing you can do when you're a hypocrite is admit you're
that's
a hypocrite.
Right. That way when people call you up or see you and say, but you're a hypocrite, you say, yes.
Of course. And you're telling me something I don't know?
And I still disagree with you.
Right.
And I take the other side on the matter as well.
You think I'm overreacting to get like wigged out by this? I mean, I take the whole political thing out of it. I feel weird. I feel scared. I feel nervous about
the atmosphere.
The atmosphere around, I just feel a lot of people are like starting to big brother us a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like we're moving in a direction of being less free, and it's freaking me out.
Mm.
It really is. And I feel that way with this because everybody, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't. It just struck me. I could say it doesn't. I said it don't on purpose. I don't know why sometimes I talk dumb on the radio.
I know what you mean.
Grammar. For instance, when I was in Houston, the rental car that I had was a Hertz thing that had the tell us where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized after a while when it said previous destinations and stuff that they're just watching me if they wanted to know where I am, they could know it. TiVo yesterday. I talked about TiVo, about how during the game I went back and looked at Janet Jackson's teeth. TiVo did research, and they found out that was the most in the history of TiVo. Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl was the number one moment that people went back and replayed and looked at again.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so you're getting on the technology end of that, right?
So TiVo monitors what you watch on television.
I'm on the government thing. That's what I'm worried about.
But even with the government, I don't mind. I mean, unless you're doing something awful, who cares?
And I think the people that are doing something really awful, they ought to go get them. But, I mean, you know what? I feel like we're being looked at.
The question of
looked at.
Who's deciding what's awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I agree with you on.
And that's my point. Buzz said it in three words. It took me like 10 paragraphs.
I guess I don't have a problem with it if we all had like a tracking device on us or something, or like in Minority Report when you look at something and they look at your eyes
and they find out
right away who you are. Generally speaking, if it makes it a safer world, I'm willing to give up that bit of freedom that if I walk into a grocery store, somewhere somebody's going to know that I'm walking in a grocery store, right?
I think eventually we're probably all going to have to deal with this, but it worries me when
but it'll be cool,
certain
though.
People are telling me what we can and cannot do and say, watch.
You know, eventually you walk into your house and you go, lights, a TV, food.
You know, it starts like this. Where
Earl Grey, hot. Mm-hmm. You know, you do. He's like Captain Picard.
Starts with somebody, you know, saying, "Hey, you know, oh my God, a breast with a thing on it was exposed." And then someday we're walking in, you know, you tell an off-color joke in a bar too loud, and somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, "Hey, come with us for a second."
Here's where this all
about. I'm just weirded out about this.
The FCC, and I'm not saying this because we work at radio and we feel handcuffed by this. Here's the deal. And again, let's talk hypocrite to hypocrite. When you're going to make statements, you have to mean what you say and say what you mean. And if you don't, then you come off as a laughingstock. Bono says the F word on TV. There's sex on TV all the time. DJs are doing stuff all the time on the radio. You got Janet Jackson's teeth. I mean, just turn on regular
everywhere.
Turn on regular MTV. It's everywhere. So here's what you do. You either say, as a society, we're going to adapt to this and we're going to have some basic ground rules
right.
that might get broken once in a while, and if they get broken, we're not going to act like it's the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That, I guess what I'm really saying is, let's abolish the FCC. There's really not a reason for it, unless you want to get to the bottom, the absolute bottom of the barrel, which would be stuff that you can't control, like, and by control I mean stuff that comes into your house that you are not paying for directly. Like if you buy a broadcast radio and you plug it in the wall, you're not paying anything for it. Well, maybe there should be someone to make sure that you don't hear MF.
Right.
But if you buy cable TV.
Right. And you advertise what you're offering. You know, that's to me.
Otherwise, just back, like this whole thing with the FCC.
Maybe the same thing. I really think that when you're talking about that, you're talking about what we do and what they do on television in certain areas. It should be like a movie. And it is. I mean, movies, you go into a movie, you see that warning right up front. And you know what? I think that system works just fine. What they should do is they should do the same darn thing for television and for radio.
All I know
that's what I think they should do, and that would solve a lot of problems.
Universal rules.
The guy from the FCC, all I know is, and we've made lots of jokes about CBS, and rightly so, you know, we respectfully decline to pay the fine. Here's the deal. No one believes the FCC. They're a joke because you've got disc jockeys that are doing everything from the dopey and other guy thing to the guy down in Florida. They're throwing out these fines. Nothing's happening because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Bono says the F word on TV. Nothing happens. They say the T word all the time on TV. Nothing happens. You see people's asses on NYPD Blue. Nothing happens. Janet Jackson shows her teeth on television. Nothing happens. But the whole time the FCC is screaming, "We are so upset by this, we are going to do something." Well, listen, I'm right here. S or get off the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Either figure out a situation to monitor this, or just be realistic and let it go. I never thought I'd say this. Why can't we be like the Europeans?
You know what? You're right. They laugh at us about this, right? This will be the source of comedy in certain European countries. They will be laughing at us. The big deal that we are that's being made about an exposed breast, it is hysterical because it's the body over there. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. Great Mel Brooks in Blazing Saddles when he says, "We have to protect our phony baloney jobs, gentlemen." And that's what's going on at the FCC. Yeah. They're just saying, "Well, we're going to do something about it," but there's nothing to do.
Right.
And speaking of...
And that's the most important. There is nothing to do. Nothing should be done.
Speaking of Europe...
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike Show.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. Well, on your topic, today one reporter's account of the latest on the Janet story referred to the incident as X-rated. It wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't X-rated.
Who is an X-rated?
It might have been appropriate for kids watching the Super Bowl, but it wasn't X-rated.
It would be X-rated if she got...
Hopeful Howard Dean, the controversy is, quote, "a bit of a flap about nothing." Dean sees breasts all the time, apparently. Quote, "I'm a doctor, so it's not exactly an unusual phenomenon for me." And Dean called the FCC investigation into the incident, quoting again, "silly, considering what's on television these days. I think the FCC is being pretty silly. I think the FCC probably has a lot of other things they should be pursuing," end quote from Howard Dean.
Well, there you go. Howard? Thank you.
And what are we supposed to make of this? On the heels of the Super Bowl controversy, the people running the upcoming Summer Olympics in Athens
say they have some surprises planned for the opening ceremony.
Well, you know those Greeks.
Exactly.
Athens, well, the original Olympics were all in the nude.
In the nude, right there in Greece. And the timing of this announcement.
I know.
Greek to me.
They say there'll be no undressing, but quoting a spokeswoman, even if you insist, I won't disclose the secrets we are preparing for the ceremonies in Athens. I don't know if they had high expectations during the Super Bowl, but I know there are high expectations, and we will try not to disappoint them.
Instead of Olympic rings, they came out with C-rings.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I know there'll be plenty of entertainment Greek style. That's not a javelin.
Sheryl Crow wasn't talking specifically about Janet Jackson. She was apparently talking more about your Britneys and your Aguileras. But what Sheryl Crow said was...
Oh. Crow, hold on. Okay. Hey. Hold on. No, we're not breaking. We're not breaking. Look at that, Rob.
That's good.
I've got a malfunction of the... there you go.
There it is.
Hey, you said the Crow. We got the Crow tape out.
Carol Crow. What Sheryl Crow was saying was the current trend of slutty pop singers can all be traced back to Madonna. No, she doesn't think it's because men like to look at scantily clad women. She blames Madonna. Quoting Sheryl Crow, with Madonna ushering in the whole sexist power thing, we got off course. It's about the look and the image, less about the talent.
Honey.
Quoting Sheryl Crow, Joni Mitchell is sexy.
All right, yeah. Listen, Sheryl Crow. Joni Mitchell
That makes me sad. I do like Sheryl Crow.
It's like a dead woman. Joni Mitchell, looking at even back in the day,
right?
She looked dead back in the day. And Sheryl Crow, listen to me, darling, Sheryl, you're a beautiful woman. You're about 40, and you look great.
Mm-hmm.
But I got news for you. You wear the tight pants. You wear the short, the Daisy Dukes. You wear the things that show off your teeth.
Just come out without the whole, analysis and say that Britney, can't sing. Yeah. That's all you need to do.
That's
you don't need to do the whole
sociological
study.
But she sure is good to look at.
It's great to look at.
This little girl had knockers.
Let her be good to look at.
She does.
Now, I'm sorry, Christina Aguilera can sing.
I'm
a fan.
We have to break. What's next here on the soapbox today?
Coming up, new details on the Michael Jackson case.
Bye. Another Michael Jackson.
This
another Jackson.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson.
WJFK.com.
CBS.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They are dirty. Wash them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Guy is the base. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
One other note about, the game, sort of. A losing Super Bowl gambler decided to cash in his chips, as the New York Post puts it. He jumped off a bridge because he'd apparently lost a bundle. 25-year-old Adrian Conde went to the Whitestone Bridge at 11:30 Sunday night, less than an hour after the end of the game, and just jumped. Quoting an ambulance worker, everybody was pretty amazed he survived.
Oh, he survived. That's so bad.
That's horrible.
That's so bad. Any idea how much dough he was
going to
throw his life
away
for?
They haven't said. We don't know. It must have been a bunch. Condi landed, though, on a pile of snow that covered a thick cushion of tall grass. Doctors say he'll be fine, or will he?
Or will he?
Yeah.
Will he?
Some Senate office buildings were closed today after a deadly poison was found in a mailroom. Officials aren't sure if the ricin came in a letter. The powder was found in the mailroom of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. 16 people on that floor have been decontaminated. Police released some new documents in the Michael Jackson case yesterday. They are heavily edited, but they give us a first look.
Here's one of them, Buzz.
Erections lasting longer than 4 hours, though rare, require immediate medical help.
Bye.
Here's another one.
It's raining yellow.
Didn't edit either of those.
Yes, yeah. I'm so excited.
But they gave us a first look at some of what was confiscated the day of that raid on Neverland Ranch. As expected, they seized computers, over a dozen of them. They seized video equipment and video. They seized still photo cameras. One of the computers was found locked in a closet of the master bathroom.
Well, you know, he wants to work his man, and, you know, maybe it's that thing that he's going number two while
he's... Doesn't mean anything. It was storage.
That's right.
It was storage, Buzz.
That's right, Michael.
Bye.
Bye, Michael. Most of the computers have been returned to Michael now that police have made copies of all the hard drives.
Make copies of my hard drives.
Police also seized legal documents and letters.
Buzz?
Yes, yes, Michael.
Touch my hard drive.
Thank you. Also this week, police raided the home of Michael's friend Mark Schaffel.
Oh, is this the guy, the gay porno guy?
Yeah, he produced one of Michael's TV specials, and he produces gay porn. Police now have his computers, too.
Bye.
It's not a good wig to be named Jackson.
No. Here's the trouble with Martha Stewart. She's hard to draw.
Besides the obvious?
She's hard to draw, Don.
Besides the obvious? I'm talking about vaginal dryness.
Mm-hmm. Courtroom sketch artists say Martha Stewart is hard to draw.
Hard to draw. It's because of that hair.
They say she has no obvious distinguishing physical features that could be easily caricatured in quick sketching. They blame her cheekbones. Quoting one artist, she looks so miserably grim all the time. I want her vulnerability to come across. Right now, she's being a little stingy with it.
That's right.
Right now? The artist also says the fact that Martha's not ugly doesn't help. Quoting again, I find drawing someone attractive difficult.
Here's the thing. And I think a long time ago, back when we were real deep into Who Would You Do?
Right.
I would have done Martha Stewart.
Yeah, way back when.
And I still might today have given the correct woman to put her up against in the squared circle.
All right, Martha Stewart or Joy Behar?
Oh, I do Joy Behar in a heartbeat. Over Martha Stewart.
Really?
Yeah, Joy Behar has got...
Well, how old is Martha Stewart, roughly?
60? 100?
Yeah, 50, I thought. I don't know.
But even before she got in all this...
50.
Before she got in all these troubles, she was, like, with Sean Combs and...
Yeah, well, and that was more of a decorating...
Yeah, thing. I know, but she's been linked with guys...
With him, was she?
Well, I think I read...
P. Diddy did
somewhere
do
I
Martha.
I read that he did.
I like to think that he did.
That they broke Rob's law.
Martha Stewart or Y.A. Tittle?
Hey, I liked Y.A. Tittle.
You look good at the Super Bowl.
Rob. God.
You waited 2 days to throw that in. That's the first thing Rob said to me.
Y.A. Tittle.
During the game, he said, man, did you see Y.A. Tittle?
New York Giant great.
Just letting it ripen. Wanted to mention
right. I had to tell him. I said, when Y.A. Tittle stopped playing football, like in 1962 or something, he had already played for 25 years or something. He played back when they didn't wear helmets.
He had to be 100 years old. I like to die. Well, Martha's beauty is apparently only on the outside. The artist says that when Martha caught her looking with small binoculars in the courtroom, Martha...
Anyway, I can't believe that all these guys have had sex with her.
Yeah, well, I do.
Regis Philbin. God, you're cute. Sean Combs.
She's not alleged to have sex with Regis Philbin.
No, I made that one up.
I liked it, though.
But yeah. There's somebody... there are other people that go to the Hamptons and stuff who say that she's a beautiful sexual being.
Mm-hmm.
And Joy Behar today, I told Mike this up in the office, I think that she's just worthless skin, Joy Behar in general. All those women on The View. But today, Joy Behar made me laugh out loud.
Really?
And it was funny on so many levels because she pissed off Barbara Walters. They started talking about Janet Jackson on the View, this ladies' chat show.
Mm-hmm.
And Joy Behar said, well, all I have to say about the situation is, and she had a tearaway top on, and she tore away the right part of her blouse.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath she had, and you can get these at a costume store like for Halloween, had a fake boob.
Oh.
A big, very lifelike looking plastic, soft plastic fake boob. And the audience is laughing. I'm laughing.
Uh-huh. Right, but it was obviously a fake boob?
Well,
or did you think for a minute that it might have been Joy?
At first it looked real, and then she said, well, look at it. And she had it on display, and Barbara Walters said, get the camera on me, please. Camera, over here. Said, this is not the place for that. This is not the place for that. This is not the show for that.
No.
And I'll give that cow Joy Behar credit that when they went back to the wide shot with all five of the C's there, Joy Behar reached behind her chair and pulled out the apparatus. And what it was actually, it's a two-breast jaw that I guess you slip on and you tie in the back.
Right.
And she just held it up. She said, Barbara, what's the problem? They're made of plastic. People wear these like at Halloween time.
Right.
And Barbara Walters was very, very uptight.
Wow. You know, if Barbara had pulled her real breast out, it was also made of plastic.
Anyway, kudos to Joy Behar.
Good move.
And I would do her over Martha Stewart, I think.
Well, there you go. Joy Behar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So the courtroom sketch artists are having a hard time drawing Martha. One tried to look at her through some of those little tiny binoculars in the courtroom to get a better look so she could make her drawing.
Like what, those opera glass things?
And and Martha caught the artist looking at her with the little binoculars, and Martha's comment to the artist was, "Perfect complexion, right?"
Wow. Yeah, good for her.
Lovely.
It's a
lovely
good
moment.
Thing.
Where's all,
I'm going to make some ribbon candy.
Put all of our C tapes away already?
Today, a key witness against Martha was on the witness stand.
I think based on the sounds you've made, you'll be making some ribbon candy later on, too.
Prosecutors say former Merrill Lynch brokerage assistant Doug Fanuel was told to pass an illegal tip to Martha about the shares that she then dumped. He confirmed that in today's testimony. Meanwhile, over at Martha's Magazine, Martha Stewart Living, advertising sales are down 35%.
It's a good thing.
Do you see?
See? Older gentlemen are supposed to know slow and steady wins the race, but presidential hopeful Wesley Clark got a fistful of speeding tickets yesterday. His whole motorcade was stopped in Oklahoma. Trooper says it was for doing 88 and a 75. Lead driver says he set the cruise control for 83.
Hey, you know, that's nothing to do with Wesley Clark or anything else, but if it's 75 and you're doing 88, isn't that like in the freebie area?
No. If you're doing under 85, if it's 75 and you're doing under 85, you're okay. Yeah.
Generally speaking, regardless of if the speed limit is 55, 65, or 75, if you're in that, I've always thought like a 10 to 15 mile cushion is what you get. Like if you're going 70,
10.
It's only 10.
Yeah. Nine.
Rob says 8.
I heard it was 8.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've had it happen where it was 55, and
maybe it is.
You know, God forbid, be my luck, I'll go home tonight, and the guy will pull me over for going 63. Mm-hmm. But I can't ever think of anybody getting a traffic ticket like for going 63 in a 55.
No, you don't get a traffic ticket for 63
in a 55. For that, usually, no.
Right.
Yeah. Usually, I've always found semis. If you go over
10,
if you're in a 55 and you're going over 65, they're gonna name.
Do you think 68 safe?
No,
that's a little risky. It depends on the area and the speed limit.
What if everybody else is doing?
I have one cop one time that was very unreasonable to me in a 65, and he wouldn't let me off, and I was going 140.
Yeah. Well, did you tell him who you were though?
Yeah, I did. Didn't matter. Huh. Said, no, that's dangerous, sir.
I don't know how much of a cushion is safe then.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a joke, incidentally.
10 or less.
I know people get uptight about that.
I've always thought that 10 was it, and sometimes
I always thought 10 was it.
Yeah.
If I think that there's a speed trap out, if people are giving you the high beams and stuff, then I slow it way the hell down.
10 is usually, I think 10's what cops look at.
But a lot of times you get out there and even if you're doing 15, you know, you see people that are still passing you left and right, and you think, well, Christ, you know, how are they going to get me for doing 70?
Then you veer out into the left lane, and bingo, there's the cop waiting for you.
There he is.
Well, all three of Wesley
or
Clark's limos.
Oh.
All three of Clark's limos got a total of $450 worth of speeding tickets in that one stop.
So they were going 13 miles over the speed limit?
88 and a 75, right.
13, right. Gotcha.
Sure 75, enough. Wow.
So thank goodness the star of that 70s movie, Billy Jack, is running against George Bush. Tom Laughlin, who's now 72, is one of the 13 candidates running against President Bush in the California Republican primary. You can tell the Karate Cowboy doesn't expect to win since he calls himself a messenger candidate. His message is, quote, "We need to change, desperately. Billy Jack was about the little guy against the power brokers who are out to exploit and ruin. That's why I'm running."
Yeah. You know, I think we might. Here's a real test.
Billy Jack.
Do we have One Tin Soldier?
By Coven?
Yes, we do. Robbie, disc number 2?
Yep, 213.
We came to it at the same time.
Billy Jack.
Yep, we
One Tin Soldier by Coven.
Yeah, hold on, we're looking.
Lovely.
Go ahead and tell your neighbors.
That's the one.
Number 2, number 13.
Got a little fife and drum thing happening in the beginning here, I think.
It's jammed.
It's very catchy.
I like it. Okay. Got a jingle ready?
A song from the times.
Here we go. And cue up, please. Ed Buzzin, this was all about, what was this about again?
Billy Jack.
Billy Jack, right, okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's right.
WKFK.
Don and Mike, temporarily taken away from their duties, everybody. My name is Al Qaeda. How you doing? Why don't you stand by for a great entertainment program? Homosexual My Way, Larry Michael, coming up right after. Coming, here's One Tin Soldier.
Listen, children, to a story.
history long ago.
Kind of a precursor to that sound of the 80s.
Here's a cop on the phone about speeding tickets. Mike?
Oh, dear.
Did you lose the cop?
I had to pull somebody over.
I might have done that. Well, listen, my friend. Go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat your friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You'll be justified in the end.
You know this one.
We'll be blowing. Come that judgment day.
Here's the good part.
On the bloody morning after.
One tin soldier.
One tin soldier rides away.
Yeah, there it is. Right.
I say peace.
Peace.
Finally, so I'm reading the Daily Park Rangers report from the U.S. Forestry Service, and I come across this.
You do that every day, don't you?
Yeah, every day. Mm-hmm. Supervisor writes, quote, Ranger Ben Hansel came upon a truck parked in the city of Chestoa View.
Where was Gretel?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he was at the exit of Chestoa View Overlook with its lights off. This truck was that the ranger spotted on the evening of January 23rd. He stopped to check and found it was occupied by a naked man covered with baby oil who had a pair of women's underwear at his feet.
Well, here's the guy.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike show.
Hansel asked for identification, then noticed what he believed to be a crack pipe. When Hansel reached for the pipe, the driver crushed it, cutting his hand on the broken glass. He then attempted to start the truck and drive off, but Hansel pulled the keys from the ignition. A struggle ensued. Hansel searched the vehicle and turned up pornography, drug paraphernalia, and several suspected narcotics. No real ending to that, but I couldn't resist sharing it.
No, I think Dom had it for you.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yeah, that's it. We got a run. What a day. We'll be back tomorrow, I think. See you then with a good day to you, sir.
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 What I love?
What?
Schwarzwald Tier Store.
Come on, don't BS me.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.